What do we hear about Chavilla? The Diaz brothers. What about them?
What about Gaspar Gomez? What is he going to do when you start moving 2,000 kilos?
Fuck Gaspar Gomez and fuck the fucking Diaz brothers. Fuck them all. I buried those cockroaches. What did they ever do for us?
Anybody here? Can anybody hear me? Nothing. Hear nothing.
They say the crowns are reserved for kings.
Huh?
The jewels are the realm of those who deserve them.
Huh?
Yet in the blink of an eye, in the changing of the wind,
fortunes change.
For every shipwreck comes the chance to begin again, to rebuild anew atop the mistakes of the past. Out of death comes life. Come to you with the soul of a proud knight and the trash-filled mind of a laser-bathed socialite. Let us begin the story now.
Happy people.
Milkman, what's going on, big guy? How you doing there, boy?
Born psychic.
Hey, Mr. Micho. Hey, Monique.
Break at any time.
Optimo, what's happening, baby?
Oh, I'm great.
Press 2.
Checking
for pricing. Press 3.
Well, happy Christmas to you.
Oh,
the number you entered is not a valid extension.
Why?
Thank
press
you for
two,
calling Born
press
Psychic
two.
Bianca. Thank your
this is Sally. Sally.
Please tell me your name and I'll try to connect you. You can press 1 at any time to leave a voice message.
Sally.
Please hold. Thank you.
Shout out to Ken.
Please wait while I try to connect you. Please wait while I try to connect you.
Okay.
You can press 1 at any time to leave a voice message. Free 5-minute phone reading is not available at the moment. Sending you to voicemail.
5-minute psychic reading for free, my ass. My asshole. Hey, Milkman. Anyway, it's Thanksgiving 2016. Wow. That's
what is this, Mr. Son? What?
Wow. What'd you have? Did you have some chicken? Because you don't have turkey? Because you're a lonely man?
No, ham.
Ham, hell yeah. If I was single, I'd be eating some ham. That's all I'd have is ham. But,
dude, I fucking make a rockin' super ham, man. I don't joke around with that.
But ham is like contraband meat in this house because the fucking wife's like, oh, ah, you can't have pork. You can't have that much red boy and meat pork.
You're not allowed, huh?
Man, man, your diabetes. Man, man. Fuck. We're doing calls. It's Pranksgiving. Maybe we'll do something horse related, you know? We've had a lot of fun on the Thanksgiving nights. I'm just in a great mood. Please don't mess up my mood, people. Please be nice, alright? Don't do the bad thing tonight. Thank you. Addiction recovery. Addiction recovery.
For quality assurance.
You have reached a Substance Abuse Services Center.
Ooh.
To ensure every caller receives quality customer support, calls may be recorded for training purposes. Please stay on the line and the next available counselor will be with you shortly.
Breaking the cycle of addiction. It can be done.
Addiction Services, this is Mark. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Susie. How are you?
Good, how are you?
What kind of addiction you help out with?
Substance abuse.
Okay. All right. Do you just network me with a place?
Well, I work for a facility. You know, I work for treatment facilities. Are you looking for substance abuse treatment?
Yeah, so will you just kind of network me to someone nearby? Or maybe do you offer some type of phone counseling?
Well, we're all over the country.
Well, that's what
like our facilities are nationwide. We're private facilities.
Oh, here we go. Here comes the hard sell, right?
What?
Oh, what's the hard sell? Go ahead. What is it? You know, how much do you charge to be in there? Do I go in free, but you guys charge the government for a subsidy on me?
Okay. I'm just an admissions coordinator, okay?
Oh, cool.
Do you need private health insurance or out-of-pocket cost?
Is there a sliding scale? I'm kind of one of them sliding scale Obama phone kind of types, you know? Like Matt fucking Hillock.
All right. Well, do you have Medicare or anything like that?
Yeah, but I'm so lazy that I haven't filed my taxes in over like 8 years, so I can't get many benefits, you know?
All right, do you want me to give you a referral number that can help you out?
Yeah, I mean, is there any phone counseling? Any phone counseling? Phone counseling?
No.
Phone counseling?
No.
No?
No, this is just an admissions line. Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, so you just sit there and you're pretty, and you're just the lady that picks up the phone, like, hey, honey, I'm here to take a message. That's it. Like,
right,
you know,
girl,
when I was younger, there was this service called Dial a Nurse, and it was really touted. Oh, man. Dial a Nurse. Fuck. Dial a Nurse. We'll never get to the Dial a Nurse story now. You guys better hope that. I'll call right back and just start explaining Dial a Nurse to whoever.
Dude, when are they going to train you?
Breaking the cycle of addiction.
Addiction Services, this is Brian. How can I help?
Hi, Brian. How are you? Was I just talking to you? We seem to have been disconnected.
Very well.
Hello?
Okay, I don't think you were talking to me, but what's going on tonight?
Oh, yeah. So there was a service when I was young in the town I grew up in called Dial a Nurse. It was very heavily touted on the local news and local media, local newspaper. Dial a Nurse, the local hospital now has nurses on standby to answer any questions. Motherfucker, if I didn't call there like 5-6 times throughout like my teenage years, and it was always there was always a nurse, but for every single question, they would say, oh, we're going to ask a doctor. We have to refer it to a doctor to get back to you. So they would not give out any information. So really, it was just making nurses take general question calls, making their lives more difficult, and they were basically just giving these questions to doctors to get the answers for, you know? Other than if they were like, oh, I'm having chest pains, what should I do? And they would say, obviously, you know, stay on the line, I'll connect 911.
Okay, so what's going on?
I was trying to figure out what the hard sell is here. The hard sell.
What my job is?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what do you guys really do for me? You just network, you know?
You're calling a drug and alcohol treatment center, and
yeah.
We admit people into drug and alcohol treatment.
Well, obviously I need that. I'm calling interested, but I'm trying to get the deets on, you know, because there's not much information on your guys on the street beat. So I thought I'd call and ask.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about what's going on with yourself so I can direct you?
Well, I mean,
and figure out exactly what we can do for you.
Well, are you actually going to offer some kind of counseling or talk, or is this just you're going to like forward it on to a doctor or something?
No, this is not, we're not a hospital. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a doctor. I'm an admissions coordinator for 7 different drug and alcohol treatment facilities nationwide.
Okay, because like when you say admissions coordinator, it almost sounds like you're running a for-profit university or college. So that's where I start saying, oh, see, there's a hard sell here somewhere, you know? Because I know
it's not a hard sell. It's a substance abuse and mental health treatment facility.
Right, but how's the copay work then? Like, let's get to the biscuits of it, you know?
Why don't you tell me what you're struggling with, is we can get to the biscuits that way.
All right, well, emotional baggage, just general insomnia, I can't sleep. I put peanut butter on everything, even steak and turkey.
Okay, so what are you struggling with substance abuse-wise?
Well, the fluoride is the major problem. It's in everything.
What are you really struggling with?
Well, I mean, like, is this anonymous?
It is, yes.
You sure?
Anonymous, yes.
It isn't. Okay. All right. I'm on that Flocka.
Okay.
And I also use...
How long have you been doing that for?
I also use Gort.
How long have you been doing that for?
Gort, I've been doing for about 3 years.
How about Flocka?
Well, I mean, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, so how am I supposed to help you if you don't want to talk about it?
Well, it's more of a problem with the Gort, to be honest with you.
Now, what is Gort?
Well, I mean, I can look up what the technical term is for it or something. It's just called Gort. That's what everyone calls it around here is Gort. Oh, you got that Gort. Get that Gort for me. Martinez sells it down at the Seneca station. That Gort, man.
Yeah, so what does that consist of? Is that like smoking crack or shooting heroin or what?
No, it's completely natural, you know?
It's completely natural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what else?
I think something about taking that something natural and then you combine chloride ions to it, I guess, in a suspension, in a sous vide. Basically, which is like a vacuum machine pressure.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, like, I'm having, like, I don't know, like, I ended up at this place. I was walking, and I've been having a lot of trouble sleeping, you know? Like, I wake up, and, like, I find pens and remote controls stuck in places that I would never put them in. And this happens when I wake up. I just find, like, pens, you know, in different places where they shouldn't be, if you know what I mean. So I was walking in there. There was this store. It was called Sleep Doctors. And I went in there. I was like, look, I really need to talk to a sleep doctor. Like, why? And I explained, look, you know, I keep waking up. I'm having a really bad time. I think I have that sleep apnea, maybe, you know. And I wake up and there'll be a, you know, pen up my asshole, you know, and I didn't put it there. Like, I had found a Sharpie the other day, and it was all the way down to the cap.
Okay, so what you're telling me is you're struggling with alcohol abuse. Okay, so do you want help for struggling with alcoholism or what?
Well?
Because what I treat here is substance abuse.
Right, yeah, but I went to the sleep doctor place, and they said they had no what I was talking about. The guy was like, I'm going to call the police. You're crazy. They asked me to explain exactly what the Gort was. I said, look, the Gort is what's causing the problem with the sleep. And they're like, sir, what do you even mean? What's Gort? What's Gort? The guy kept asking me, the bald-headed guy. What's Gort? What's Gort? And then I explain Martinez and all that. They don't know Martinez either, I guess. And so I ended up writing it on the wall. And I was like, look, I'll draw you a diagram. And I drew the diagram on the wall inside the sleep doctor store. I drew it for the sleep doctor, but he didn't understand. I have a feeling he isn't really a doctor, you know? Because he just had, like, a white polo shirt on.
So let's talk about your substance abuse issues, because I don't treat for any disorder that you're talking about.
Okay.
So what kind of substance abuse issues are you struggling with?
I put peanut butter in everything.
Yeah, that's not a substance abuse issue.
Well,
if
peanut
butter.
If you
don't have a substance abuse issue, peanut you should hang up and let them treat people who actually want help.
Peanut butter is a substance, sir.
I'm talking about heroin or crack, man. Okay.
Well, I'm talking about heroin,
crack, alcohol.
I'm talking about Gort, man, dude. Is there a supervisor I can talk to?
Listen, I'm gonna be completely honest with you right now. It's Thanksgiving night, okay, and there's people out there who are actually struggling, okay.
All right. He's right. That's people might need help. He's upset, and I think I can understand where he's coming from. My bad.
What the hell did you got against Gort, man? It's not your fault. He's not.
Your call is now being connected. Calls may be recorded for quality assurance.
What good stuff, man. Shit.
The sleep doctor. That's Jim Stewart. A Jim Stewart prank call.
Breaking the cycle of addiction.
Recently.
It can be done.
Addiction services, how can I help?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just calling back to say I'm sorry. And you're right. You guys are right. Brian? Is this Brian? I don't know if that was Brian. Brian with a Y? Yeah, he's gone now. But I think that Butterball Turkey line is closed by now. Let's see. I don't think they work that late tonight. They're open all holidays. They started like maybe a month ago. I think they usually start like a month out.
The turkey addiction line. All you turkey addicts.
Oh my god, there. You know what? I shared with Dwight the number for a fat Overeaters Anonymous phone counseling lines. And it's just funny because I can imagine, like, today they're really struggling, you know. Overeaters Anonymous. It's like being like
Weight Watchers. Yeah, yeah. Overeaters Anonymous. Yeah, oh shit, yeah.
That's like being a sex addict and you get, you know, transported to like a Roman orgy weekend.
Yeah.
You know, I must abstain, you know, like, oh my god, everyone's fucking, I'm a sex addict, this isn't fair, that would be, oh man, alright, let me see, I don't think they're open this late, today is, they closed Central Time, yeah, they're closed already. 24th today. They closed 3 hours ago, 4 hours ago, something like that. 4 or 5 hours ago, actually. They're enjoying their family machines. But they'll be open tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Yeah. Even weekends, even Sundays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. throughout December. So, there you go. Interesting. Okay, anyway, let's continue. Get some more things. We have more numbers, don't worry.
Peach fuzz.
I just found my notepad
peach
over here,
fuzz.
Wherever it is.
Peach fuzz. Peach fuzz.
This is a different addiction line.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Okay. Busy day. We got Tyson Fresh Meats. They make those damn fucking turkeys. Those frozen motherfuckers. Tyson is very overrated meat. Very overrated. Very overrated meat, milkman. That's what
Thank you for calling Tyson Fresh Meat. Switchboard attendants at this number may now only transfer calls. If you know your party's forwarded to the extension...
Dude, stand for Standing Rock, dude. They said Dakota.
Quiet.
Standing Rock.
Quiet. Couldn't hear the options, motherfucker.
Sorry, dude. Standing Rock, dude.
Standing Rock? What's Standing Rock?
Yeah. Standing Rock Sioux, dude. That's where they're trying to kill the Indians for protecting the Missouri River.
Oh, fuck that river.
Tyson Security, this is Doug.
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Who's this?
Hey, this is Cross.
From where?
From my grocery store. Cross Machine Grocery Store.
Yes, sir.
All right, and we have a big complaint with these Tyson birds of yours.
Hang on, I'll send you over to the chicken area.
They're pieces of shit. Yeah, okay, go ahead, thanks.
It was in your mouth.
Yeah, very funny, sir. Go ahead and
Let me transfer you over there, sir.
I don't need lip from the help. Go ahead, put me through. Come on, hurry up, boy.
We set a 12% water reduction goal.
So we got to call some stores before they close. Then call these motherfuckers, all right?
Newsweek,
we'll call Tyson Birds again. Milkman, put that on the big board if you don't mind. Tyson Birds. Got to call for the birds machine. The guy already got mad. Security probably being a dick saying, don't pick it up for a long time. Make him wait on hold. He told me the pieces of shit belong in my mouth. Dickhead. Okay. So stores are operating on later hours. Milkman, it's kind of amazing, you know. When we first started this show, there were a lot of stores that opened right at midnight and didn't close at all, some of them. So this is back, let's say, in the economy in 2006, 2007. But that was still... if not sustainable, attempted to be taken advantage of sustainably by retail, major retail. That doesn't happen anymore, mostly because of people at Walmart it started with getting trampled every year. We even used to say here, I used to say, you know, what's the count going to be this year? How many deaths this year? Started off with 3 and then 8 and then a bunch of shootings. Yeah, anyway, so it's changed now. Most of these places are opened at 4 in the afternoon, let's say, on average, let's say. Some of them open regular hours. Others were open maybe in the afternoon, starting at 3, 4, 5 p.m., and will close at midnight or 1 or 10 p.m., some of them. And then they'll open early tomorrow around 6, I think. But that's basically, because that was crazy, Milkman. People were fucking getting crazy there at midnight, you know, killing each other at Best Buy and stuff. And the biggest pain in the ass is it affects the police, you know, because now the cops have to work that fucking night. They're already busy trying to make that money. Every holiday, cops out there making that money, getting them DUI numbers up. What I'm trying to say is that they do a lot of... it seems to be more intense around the holidays, right? Isn't always like, oh yeah, they're looking for drunk drivers. See them in force. I wonder if they get paid more for that night. That's why they're more apt to... I wonder if you get paid more for working, like, Thanksgiving as a cop. I guess it depends on the department. Man, am I talking a lot. I need to do prank calls. Here is one of a favorite of ours that we like to call around the holidays.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Must be busy. And I got a whole list of them. Look, I got the whole list right here. Somewhere. Well, I had a whole list of who was open at what time today. I'll try somewhere else. I'll take my business elsewhere. I know Best Buy's are open. Costco's are closed. All CVS's are open. Dollar Generals are open until 10 p.m. today. Five Below, that shit store, is open till 1 o'clock in the morning today, most locations. We got a few to call here. All right, let's try. Let's move on. My wife actually was at Target and said there was a big sale on 4K TVs, and people were very rude and mean and nasty with all these TVs in the carts going around, and they were getting in scuffles and such, things of this nature. I'm out of ideas.
Yeah, I can help you.
Hey, CVS, thank God you're there. Thank God you're open.
Yeah.
When, until what time is open?
10 o'clock.
Oh, you is you are closing at 10 o'clock?
Yep.
Oh, wow, man. That's crazy. All right, is it busy right now?
Nope, it's pretty dead.
Do you have eggs?
I do.
All right.
They're on sale as well.
Okay, good, good. All right, do you have orange juice?
I believe I have that as well, small ones and big ones.
Do you have sandwich meat?
Like ham?
Yeah.
I do have ham, yes.
Do you know what other kind you may have? It's very important.
Let me go check for you real quick.
Because I need to know because of the nitrates in it, you know? If you could tell me what kind, you know?
I'll let you know one second.
Suck your dick. All right, thanks.
Yeah.
He's going to come back now. H&M's will be opening at midnight. How September 10th of them? Hello?
I have oven-roasted turkey. Oh. I have cooked ham.
Okay.
And I have thinly sliced ham.
Okay. All right. Which one weighs heavier?
Let me go check for you.
All right. Thanks. Macy's open until 2 a.m. tonight.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah.
It's all right. I don't care. Well, what is it?
Oh, no, I was going to say oven roasted turkey breast is 8 ounces and cooked ham is 8 ounces, and then the thinly sliced ham is 7 ounces.
Okay. All right, which one looks like it has more gort?
And that you'll have to see for yourself.
Okay. All right, yeah. I mean, it's not easy to, if you're not used to seeing gort, you know, you can't really tell.
That's true.
Okay. Any chance you have horsey cat there? You don't have to go look for it. Horsey cat?
No idea what that is, actually. What is it?
It's like one of those made for seen on TV area, you know, that you got there.
Oh, I don't think I have that.
You don't have the horsey cat? You probably don't, you know.
Yeah, I got a small seen on TV section.
Yeah? Yeah, it's a small one there? All right. You ever try that Egg-tastic?
I think I have that, actually.
Oh, that Egg-tastic, man. Oh, that's great. Yeah, my friend Dwight, I got him into that. He does it with egg whites, and he puts bologna. He puts a ton of bologna inside of it, too, with the eggs, the egg whites.
Okay.
Yeah, and he dumps, like, 3 tablespoons of salt. Oh, man, white people, right? Fucking nasty. Yeah, and he's like, I'm eating healthy. You know what he eats it on? On toast with mayonnaise. Yeah, but see, right? White people, right? Anyway, look, man, I gotta go. I gotta go take a shit.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you, man. Be safe. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
All right, go on. All right, cool.
Radio will be back.
We're on break, No, I'm kidding. We're not on break. Gotcha. I had it queued up to the wrong song.
It's a nigga right now, so
all right.
He had the table with a bowl of Applejack.
He was pretty nice. He hung in there. You know, got a horsey cat in. Now we'll compare it to other CVSIs, throughout the night here. Well, I think he's a contender for a nice to CVS guy. Milkman, you're awfully quiet there. You got them CVSs where you live, Milkman. Hello, Milkman. I haven't heard from him at all in a while.
Like we always do at this time.
Hey, Milkman. Come back, please, sir. Should I recall him? I'm going to redial him.
truth. Some say that rap's alive, it turns out that
hello?
Hey, there you are, Lost. You were being real quiet, so I just called you back.
I was on mute. I'm eating.
You're eating? What you eating there? Bologna sandwich?
No, ham.
Ham?
Stuffing, gravy, peg, chew corn, and a nice salad.
How much does it weigh?
That was probably about 6 ounces.
Oh, that's good. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to call another CVS because we're another open. Another CVS because we know they're open, motherfucker. Right?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So did you make the ham or did you buy it made already from Whole... I know you like...
No, I cook it.
You like that Whole Foods, milkman? You like that Whole Foods?
No.
No? All right.
You ever see the price? Fuck no.
Yeah, no.
Thank you for calling CVS. This is Mazda. How may I help you?
Hey, Mazda. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you for asking. That's great. How's the heat?
Do you need some help?
Yeah. How's the heat down there? How are things going?
Do you need something with are you a customer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did you need?
Horsey cat. I was looking to see if you had the horsey cat.
Horsey cat.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Is it iHeartMedia? Have a good night, sir.
What's that?
We don't have that. I don't think we have that.
You don't have that? Did you ask? What's
no.
iHeartRadio?
Yeah, I asked. Yeah.
No, you said iHeartRadio. That's not what I'm looking for.
No.
Then
hold on, 1 second.
What does that mean?
Hold on.
Why? Why?
Thank you for holding this, Danny. I can help you.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, how's the heat down there?
It's all right, man.
Okay, was I just talking to you?
Huh?
Was I just talking to you earlier? No, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
I was trying to find out if they had a horsey cat somewhere else instead, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did I miss? Anything happen? Did I miss anything?
No, nothing. I had to get to work right now.
Oh, you got to work? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you. I was just calling, you know, I was calling and thought a different place, and when I called you back, then I was just like, well, maybe just, hey, what's up, you know? Like, how you doing? Did I miss anything? You said, no, nothing really happened since we were last talking.
No.
All right. What's your name, Brian? What was it?
Daniel.
All right, Daniel. All right, well, I'll talk to you later. I'll see you, man.
Yeah, see you, man.
All right, bye. All right, Daniel.
Hello, thank you for walking. How can I help you?
Hey, honey, how you doing? Hello?
How doing?
Hey, how you doing? Oh, good. I'm looking for horsey cat. Can you check?
What you looking for, please?
Horsey cat. Any idea? Hello? You looking? Or?
Yeah, let me check.
Okay. Yeah, Cisco Machine. Waiting on. I wonder what he's looking for. What do you look for, Milkman, when you ask for something so silly like horsey cat? What do you look for? Where do you think?
Dude, they probably go and joke around, walk around the store, and take a break, right? And then they come back and say, no, we can't find it.
No.
But the whole time they've been taking a break, right? Walking around, goofing off, talking to their friends.
Smoking a cigarette, probably.
Right. So they're probably hoping people like us call so that they can go take a free break.
Yep.
Then they come back, I hang up the phone, oh, I got to go to break. You've been on break.
Right.
No, I was on a call.
Indeed.
Now, they don't have it. We got to inquire what database they're using to tell us they don't have it.
Yeah.
That will give us some information.
Yep.
Verify their database acquisition.
Oh, my cell phone battery just died. Hello?
Hello, thank you for calling Walker. How may I help you?
My cell phone battery going to die, you know?
I'm
waiting for you to help. I call because I'm looking for horsey cat.
Oh, yeah, hold on. We double check right now.
Are you Asian too? Or is this an Asian store? Asian people?
Yeah.
In Little China? Where is this? Where? Hello? This is
Chinatown?
Huh? Oh, you're in China. That's what I mean. Chinatown. Yeah, this is Chinatown one store?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. How you doing, honey?
Oh, good. Okay. Sorry, I'm busy right now. Just wait a little bit.
You Japanese or what? Oh, man. I was going to say Sekusu. Sekusu.
Well, she's being rather evasive.
Well, Milkman, you're of the Asian tribe. What is a Japanese, Chinese? You think she's Japanese, I think.
Dude, that's right, dude. I'm African Amish.
Well, I'm asking you, what do you think that lady is? You Asiatic? Motherfucker.
The Asian Amish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Thank you for calling
Denny's. Hi, Denny's?
Yes.
Oh, hey, I was trying to make an order. Oh, man.
Hey, we're not doing any to-go orders right now for 45 minutes, but you can come, you know, you call us back in 45 minutes.
Are you fucking busy? Is that why?
Hey, she's patting up 45 minutes.
She needs to do it now. We need it right now. I dropped Walgreens.
Thank you for calling Denny's Oakland.
Yeah, I know you're not putting in to-go orders, but I'm wondering, okay?
Well, the way you just cussed at me. What? I mean,
oh,
you think
okay? It was the dog. The dog here, I tripped over the dog. I get mad at the dog, and I said that.
Oh, okay. We're closed for 45 minutes.
Okay.
I only have one cook, and I have to give him a break.
And it's very busy, right, probably?
No, it's not busy right now.
Oh, shit.
But we'll be back open in 45 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So when you come back open, then what is menu? What can you tell me about the menu?
Yeah, when we open back up.
Listen, don't give me any African-American attitude. I just need to know. She ain't going to deal with that, Milkman.
African American.
I said African American.
Sambo. You called Sambo's restaurant.
Yeah, we gotta call back about that horsey cat, man. You know?
Yeah, I know. What happened to that bitch with that horsey cat? Shit.
Busy.
We have.
Right.
Was stuffing and gravy. Horsey cat.
Shit, I forgot the number that we were calling that Walgreens. Could have called back for the horsey cat. Let it go.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Oh, no? Okay.
Well, there was an Asian lady was on there. And there was also some, like, gay guy there.
Well, it was, like, Chinatown. The Chinatown CVS. Or yep. Chinatown yep. Walgreens. Supermodels think I'm handsome. You might think I'm too aggressive. So really, I think I'm too passive. Like Milkman, what do you think about Kanye West? You heard that he went crazy? Do you know what a Kanye West is?
I know it's that one dude that like rips everybody off by sampling music and shit. He didn't really do any music himself. Is that guy?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Oh, poor guy, you know, he's going, I don't know, he went crazy, he went whacka in the head.
Isn't he married to Kim Kardashian?
He did a very crazy thing. He went and did a very silly thing.
What?
He killed his white wife, he slashed her throat, and then I guess her boyfriend was coming over to deliver a pair of glasses, and he slashed his throat too. And then he got on a he got back in his car, and then he got on a plane to Chicago. And then they made the plane turn around in midair and come back and bring him back to California.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and apparently, apparently he had a pair of gloves. He dropped one on the scene.
Remote access code.
Remote access code, milkman. No.
Hello, this is Denny's.
Hey.
Can I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, and you?
Yeah, good. I wanted to make an order.
Okay, just a minute, please.
You know, you ought to see when they come down, they swoop down that low to evade radar. Oh, boy, man. It just scared the pants off of you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'll be right here.
Okay.
All right.
What would it be? Okay. Sir?
Yeah? Oh, you're asking me? I thought you were talking to someone else.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Just give me a minute.
Oh, okay, honey. Okay, honey.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, yeah, I need one eggs.
I'm sorry, what?
One eggs.
One egg?
Yeah, stop me if you heard this one.
Okay, anything else?
Well, one eggs, yeah.
You just want eggs?
Yep, one eggs.
How would you like your egg?
Cooked.
Scrambled, over easy.
With heat, put some heat on it.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, thanks. You said uno más huevo. She was explaining to the Mexican cook.
She just hung up, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, she's
too challenging of an order for her, I imagine.
She hung up.
She probably couldn't count that high. One egg is too high a number.
Hello?
Dennis?
Yeah, Mira, I called to make an order, and I guess you hang up? Why?
Yeah?
No, okay. It's not a call. It's to make an order for one eggs.
Only one egg?
One eggs. One order of eggs.
That's it?
Well, what else come with eggs?
Sir, how would you like your eggs?
Yeah, but I mean, when I order eggs, I don't know when I order eggs what comes with the eggs. Like, do I order a bread? Do I order a meat? I don't know how it works. I don't know. I don't usually get food like this, but turkey got bird. Yeah, we had no food, so you're the only place that's open. Hello? She hung up again.
Well, they're not really thankful there.
Well, they're not.
What kind of Thanksgiving spirit is that to exhibit to a starving guy, 580-pound guy with a...
$550, right?
That's right, 58 inches of rust.
Through the door and put food on that big brass bed, I throw her. The bitch never saw such a dick that I showed her.
God damn. Gave up on that.
We talk about Chinatown yet?
Was it Chinatown or Arlington?
They should have a horsey cat by now. They probably could have grew one. Fed one, raised it to full adulthood.
Alright, going to Chinatown.
I'm a little China girl.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. My name is Trina. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was calling about that horsey cat. What did you find out?
I'm sorry. What is it about?
Horsey cat. I was calling about the horsey cat. I have two other people looking for a fucking horsey cat, you know?
Did you call here earlier? Or?
Yeah, I was calling and waiting and waiting and waiting.
I'm sorry, I have to, I'm not sure, so I have to transfer to someone.
Do you know who it might have been that was helping me?
I have no idea. I don't work there.
You don't work there?
I mean, I'm in cosmetics. I don't go anywhere.
See, I called before for cosmetics, and you didn't pick up, and I went to customer service, you know? So what do? You just do cosmetics, or you're a contractor? Like the pharmacy people?
No. Yeah, no.
You just
but
work
I
for
work in cosmetics.
Who do you work for pretty people?
So you're looking for something. I have to transfer it to my
pretty
manager.
Little...
You can talk to him, okay?
All right, yeah, because, you know, I don't need to talk to the pretty little pussy there, you know? It's a lot of hold, though. A lot of hold here.
I'm slacking, dude.
All circuits are...
Connecting, yes.
24 hours to be...
Thank you for calling CBS...
On Rivadero.
Divisadero, D-I-V-I-S. Same town you drive before.
That's great. Thanks for giving that out. I appreciate it. Thanks. Thanks for telling everyone where we're calling. Good idea. Very good. All right, that place ain't answering.
Houston, bitch, you do it down in Houston. Okay. Well, they must be closed then.
Let's try Walmart's.
All right.
Walmart's. When was the last time you went to a Walmart?
Let's see. I went there about a week ago. I don't go very often. That's the first time I've been there in probably about a month.
Would you buy some socks? You buy some socks?
No. I went there to pick up my prescription.
Oh, yeah? All
right,
good.
I went to the doctor last week, and he gave me a seal of approval. Believe it or not, I'm not dying of AIDS or hepatitis or anything yet.
Yeah,
so.
All right.
So I'm happily aged at 87. 87.
All right. Good. Let's call.
Yep.
Let's call the confusion that I do when I call Walmart Neighborhood Market, which is just the grocery store. That's all they are, and I. Start saying, I want to get the fucking, you know, I want
to
get the 4K. The 4K TV.
Appliances, yeah.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart Neighborhood Market. Speak to an associate, press 0. To repeat this menu, press.
What was that old 2001? There was a specific DVD player that went on sale at Target.
Thanks for calling your neighborhood market Walmart. How can I help you?
Yeah, hey. I was calling to see if I could get that deal. How many of them you had left. Let's see, it's at the Walmart machine.
What deal is that?
The HD-A2 HD DVD player for $98.87.
DVD player, let me see if we have that.
We're on layaway. Shipping you layaway.
Oh, yeah, layaway might be able to help me out. I do have a layaway there, too. When he comes back, we'll say that.
Thanks for holding. This is Shammy. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'm calling about the DVD player that you have.
Oh, we actually don't have that here. You're going to have to call the one in Victoria.
What about the 4K TV?
We don't have that here, sir. We don't have any type of...
Well, wait a minute. When do you get them back? You see, you put this ad out, and then you don't actually have them in there, and then you get people all abuzz and excited.
Sir, we are a neighborhood market.
Yeah. Okay.
We're a neighborhood market. We're grocery store.
I know, you're
here
in the
name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Walmart, right? Walmart. You can't get through this. We're used to grocery store.
free. So you ain't gonna get no change from me.
The neighborhood market. Well, that's great. That's what I'm looking for.
The neighborhood market.
Exactly.
We appreciate your business and look forward to the opportunity.
I read that out of an ad from 2005 for Walmart Black Friday ad.
It's only 11 years ago.
Dude, the one in 2001, it was, everyone went crazy. It was a Chinese one, and it played, it was really good at playing burnt DVDs. Like, so people were going crazy over it. It was $25, though, man.
DVDs, they didn't try to make work. They made a Blu-ray.
They made so many of them. And within two months later, after the holidays, you could get it for $28, I think.
Oh, them bastards.
Yeah. But everyone went crazy looking for them. Like, and it plays burned DVDs. It's so awesome. I think it was an Apex, was it? I forget the name of that damn. It sounded like a generic condom brand. They're not answering here anymore. They don't want to talk to me. They don't want to talk to me anymore.
Oh, shit. All right.
Whatever.
We'll give them a break. We'll call them back later. We'll try somebody else. Got any line numbers?
Maybe. Maybe he's coming. I guess Lowe's isn't open. I really wanted to call Lowe's, you know, but they're not open.
Who's open, man?
Walmart's.
Home Depot might be open.
It's called Walmart's. They're really busy, but they're really staffed also, you know.
Yeah, pretty good now, bro.
They get required to come into work or they get beat. Hey, how you doing?
We're fine. How are you?
I'm not good at all.
Why?
I was calling to see if you have the horsey cat there.
The horsey cat?
Yeah.
Is that electronics? What is
that? Yeah, of course it's electronics. Yeah, it takes electricity and everything. It goes, you have to make it go.
Oh, is it a video game or what is it?
Yeah, it's a video game. It's called Horsey Cat. It was a cartoon,
it, but
4 years ago it was a cartoon, and then it became an actual, really, the next Christmas after that, it was a crazy plush doll with a big penis.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let me get you electronics. It's a silent hold.
Where are you? What part of the store? Yes, well, I guess it is a silent hold.
Walmart Electronics Department, this is David. How can I help you?
Hey, honey, it's Sally. How are you?
Doing okay. What can I help you with?
I was looking to see if you had Horsey Cat, please.
Say that again?
Horsey Cat.
I don't know what that is.
Well, if you go to the... I can tell you what the system is for.
So what system is it for?
It's for Xbox 360, Windows PC gaming,
Apple. Well, I don't have that for either of those.
PS3. PS4.
Yep, I don't carry that title. Anything else I can help you with?
Okay, can you see if you have the book then?
I definitely don't have the book either.
Yeah, how do you know?
I know what stuff I generally have, and I don't have that.
You don't have Horsey Cat? Well, can you put me through?
I don't.
Can you put me through, please, to where they make the keys? Oh, they're closed right
sure.
now, right? Or the,
yeah, I'll put you on hold for you.
Yeah, you're just going to put me on hold, dickhead.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck all right, you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, suck my dick, asshole. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, and I'm going to stay on the line, so it costs you money. Yeah, there we go. That went about as could have been expected.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart. We appreciate your business and look forward to the opportunity to serve you in our store. For pharmacy, press 1. For electronics, press 2.
Just gate
7-Eleven,
how can I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good. I wanted to make an order, please.
Order? What order?
One hot dog with heat.
Well, hot dog can't do that.
With heat? Oh, yeah, that was stupid. Why didn't I say it was with the corporate office? Stupid. Hello? Hello? Milkman? Hello?
I'm here. I couldn't hear you, though.
Walmart. Hello, Walmart.
Said she was going to put you on hold.
Oh, did she say that? Okay. I forgot to marry the two calls together. So she said she's going to put me on hold then? She said, please hold and put on hold? Like yeah. That. What a bitch. Yeah, I'd rather have at least a silent hold than a ring, because then I can do some little something on the side, you know?
Yeah. Earlier, I think she said silent hold too the first time we called, didn't she?
Oh, yeah? Did she? I don't know. That's why you're here.
Yeah, I think...
That's why you were. I left you in that call so you could come. I could come back and you could tell me, you know? I wanted you to be able to tell me. Calling a different right. Walmart. Different Walmart.
Weird of paper.
Walmart, can I help you?
Hey, honey, how are you doing?
All right.
All right, I need to get an item check. Are you the person or you have to transfer me?
What item are you looking at?
Horsey cat.
What is it?
Horsey cat.
Thank you. A horsey cat?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, do we have anybody to hop on
Saturday real fast? Well, I think we're on hold then.
Walmart, we appreciate your business and look forward to the opportunity to serve you in our store.
All right, here goes another one. She came back.
Yeah, can I help you?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was calling the item check. Are you the person or do I have to talk to someone else?
What is it you're looking for?
Horsey cat.
Is it a toy?
Yeah, horsey cat.
Okay, one moment.
Hello?
Garden.
Yeah,
hello?
Hey, hi, I'm calling for the horsey cat.
The what?
Horsey cat. My son says that you have the horsey cat there.
Oh, I believe we sold out of that one today during the Blitz.
Oh, no. How fast did the horsey cat go?
Well, I don't know. Some of that stuff went like within 10 minutes. We had like the whole crowd around the boxes. As soon as we ripped the plastic off of it, they were gone.
Oh, wow. Was there a lot of like colors coming?
There, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You know, they start coming. They take them all early, you know, because they eat early, those kind of people, you know. The colors usually...
Yeah, we had... plenty of diversity of people coming through here right at 6 o'clock.
Oh, really? So
when
it was...
everything opened up.
Oh, good. That's good. Then it was more than just the colors that came in, right?
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. So no horsey cat. So when do you think you'll get it back?
I can't tell you because we never know from one day to the next what comes in on our trucks. But okay. I can tell you we get trucks every day.
Were they brown ones, black ones? What do you know? Which ones you had?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But they were all wrapped up when I went by.
Oh, okay. But you definitely saw all the horsey cats.
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay.
There's a whole string of wrapped up toy type stuff.
Yeah.
And,
well,
you know.
Yeah, you're really on the edge with me right now because, you know, you keep coming back and forth on the whole thing, you know?
Well, and I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a zoo around here today.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But, you know... When I was playing football in high school, the coach wanted me to take out the one player's knee. And I said, Coach, I can't do that. I can't do that. And he sat me out for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
All righty.
All right. Well, thanks for letting me know about the horsey cat.
Uh-huh.
Stupid.
Have a good evening.
Stupid asshole.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart. We appreciate your business and look forward to the opportunity to serve you in our store.
Walmart, how may I direct your phone call?
Horsey cat.
I'm sorry?
Horsey cat? It's about the horsey cat?
A horsey cat?
Yeah.
Is that like a toy?
It's, I don't know, the kids want it. I don't know. It's horsey cat, he says. It has the lights come on. It goes horsey cat, like the music goes real loud. horsey cat, and then there's like a star inside of the circle, like a ball, and it's going around real fast around it.
Let me go ahead and ask a member of management
like
if we
really
have
really bright
that.
Colors, and then it stops and it says, you know, parental guidance warning. Hello? She hung up the phone on me. I'm going to hold at the other Walmarts. What's going on here?
It just went quiet at some point. It didn't ring anymore. It just was quiet.
Well, they keep putting me on hold. I don't know if they're listening or what.
I don't know. It's been a long time. I don't think they're listening.
We appreciate your business and look forward to the opportunity to serve you in our store.
Uh-huh.
For pharmacy, press 1. For electronics, press 2. Come in.
What? They picked up and hung up real quick.
I think that they're getting too many calls. We ought to give them a break and switch to a different set of numbers for a little while.
All right.
Play back to this one here. I don't know which town is this or what we're going to call this batch here.
This is your time zone, so it's okay.
Okay, so we'll come back to my time zone stuff after we go somewhere else for the next 5 or 10 minutes.
You want to do not stores. Not stores right now, you're saying.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying anything, dude. We'll give these guys a break, and we'll come back to them, because they know we're calling now. They've got to get at least 15 minutes. Phone rings in 5 minutes.
Oh,
they're
yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. So, different place. Okay.
Right. Let's see something. Now, let's bug somebody else for a little while. We're out of luck there, and then we'll come back to these guys.
All right. All right. All right. Who do you think is open still? Victoria's Secret, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Okay, let me ask you this. How many of these people are open now for the Friday thing? Don't they start that shit at midnight?
No, so that's what I was just saying, Milkman. You're missing a great show here, man. You're really getting on my nerves with that. You're not listening. No, I'm kidding. But the truth is that they don't open at midnight anymore, really. I think there's only one or two that are. Everyone else either opens earlier or doesn't open at all. They've changed.
So what, are you going to go tomorrow then? Is that what you got to say?
Yeah, probably, or only until like midnight tonight.
I don't know, dude. I don't shop.
Please hold for your call.
That's your judgment on that. I could trust your judgment on that.
Victoria's Secret, how can I help you?
Hi, yeah, I was calling to see if you had the horsey cat ones.
The what?
The horsey cat ones.
What are you referring to, sir?
They say horsey cat. They have a horsey cat on it. The horsey cat.
Are you talking about a bra or a panty? Is there a merchandise I can help you find?
Yeah, it's a panty machine.
We don't have any machines. We only have the panty bars, and we don't have any.
Well, you have them there folded up. You have them there folded up. The panty machines all folded up, different colors, sizes.
Unfortunately, we don't have any. We have, like, the panty bar, but we don't have any sort of machine to dispense them. We don't have any panties with that logo on it, but we could look for another style. We're more than happy to help you, but we can also, you know, there's a lot of panties online as well. Unfortunately, we don't have that style.
Okay.
Thanksgiving to you.
Whatever. That's fucking stupid.
I don't like that. Yep.
She ran away scared. I was just like, I would have just taken my clothes off in front of her and started going, look at this, look at this. She would have run away. She would have acted the same way, just running away.
They get to the end of the call and they're like, my God, this guy's crazy. He's retarded.
If I showed up with a trench coat, just opened it up in front of her.
Yeah,
yeah,
if you get a chance, tell
them
it's your Tourette's, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I didn't
mean to
flash your memory there, honey. Fuck you.
There was something last year where I said that, I'm sorry, I just sometimes I black out and I do weird, I say weird stuff and I don't even remember it. She's like, okay, it's all right.
Taking Ambien.
Yeah.
Taking too much Ambien.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. She was like, okay, all right, it's fine. Just, you gotta, I gotta go now. I think it's kind of like, yeah. That was pretty funny. Oh boy.
You're funny as shit. Fucker. I love you, man.
Oh, you're good. That's okay.
It's the simple shit that makes me laugh, dude. All this fucking stuff you gotta think about. It's just the simple.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's your brain. That's your brain, dude. It's your simpleness, man.
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret at.
This is Lisa. How can I help you?
Horsey cat. Horsey cat.
Excuse me?
Horsey cat. The horsey cat one? I think I scared her too, just as much. What?
It's a new outfit combination by a certain collection.
Oh my God.
My Gucci collection.
This is Stephanie. How can I help you?
Hey, how are you? Hey, big girl.
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How you doing, big girl? Is it busy? How's the heat down there?
Say that again?
Hey, big girl, how you doing? Should have let it go. Should have let it go, man. I snuck it in once. Oh, damn. All right, call a different one. Scaring the women at Victoria's Secret tonight. This one may be open.
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret at the. Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret. This is Abby. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling to see if you had the horsey cat ones that are being advertised. The horsey cat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It says new, the Victoria's Secret Bralette Collection Horsey Cat Triangle Bralette. $10. It says Horsey Cat, really big on there. It says Horsey Cat, you know.
I know all the bralettes are 50% off, so the price sounds right.
Oh!
I have no idea. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Okay.
I think she enjoyed that.
It's fucking stupid.
Here's a climactic finale there that I called there.
It's fucking nothing. It's me going, I've lost everything. I've lost all my ideas are gone.
It's not a real final door or anything like that. It's not that provocative. It's more kind of like, what the fuck is the kid?
I finally completely exhausted my creativity. It's gone. All my creativity gone. All right, let's do one more. One more. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. I'll try to do it differently. I'll just go like that little bit. Drugs. The C-74 ox carrier, the gun seller, the chest sweller. That's really gonna pay your car and everything. Very good, very good. Yeah, good. Doing drugs, very good for you. Very good for you. Yeah. Oh, it's legal. So what? California has? Is it recreational legal now? You can't. It's illegal to buy it, but it's not illegal to have it at this point.
Now, what's the question?
California. So the law passed. What I understand, it's not illegal to possess anymore, but it's illegal to buy it. But if you have it or you give it to someone, it's not illegal. That's what I heard. It is until the end of the year, and then it'll be till they get a marketplace set up in a year or two.
I think I'm not sure. I think officially, it's like
you could, like, there isn't really anything open now, but, like, maybe one or two places.
Right.
But officially you're allowed to do it. It's just that there's nowhere you can do it at. There's nowhere you can get into recreational shit yet.
Yeah, there's no marketplace yet, but, like, right now...
I think
now,
maybe L.A. or somewhere, there's, like, one place down there, two places. They said something about maybe one or two places was ready with it, but I don't know. That's the story I heard.
So when do the non-violent offenders who are in for marijuana charges, when do they get their records clean, and when do they get out of prison and jail? Is that
automatic? Boy, I don't know, dude. That's, you know, I'll tell you, you want to know the truth, dude. They had a lot of these options on here about life imprisonment and all that shit, dude.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I'm a softie, dude. I don't think they should be killing people, man. You know, I'm really kind of pissed off to find out how many innocent people died, dude. And they've actually put them to death and proven later on genetically, genetic analysis, and they found out they were actually innocent, dude. And there's been some that's actually been going to die, and then they find out that they actually are innocent, and they have trouble getting them off of there. Still.
Right.
So, actually, I voted against all that shit. I said, fuck that, dude, because, you know, if we're paying so many $1 million just to keep somebody in on death row, dude, why don't we just fucking warehouse them, because that's what we're going to do anyway. Out of the, last 20, 30 years they've been doing it, only 5 have actually died, dude. So it's like crazy, man. Why spend the money and do all that shit? We're not going to ever kill them anyway.
Right.
Because the appeals process will probably outlast their life. Now, with the fucking crazy-ass Trump and shit now, I couldn't tell you what the fuck that Sessions guy's planning on doing. But I guarantee you, dude, that motherfucker's a racist from hell. And, dude, this whole bullshit of this regime he's setting up already, dude, sounding very, very fucking awesome.
Oh, my God, Milkman. I'm so tired of hearing
that. I swear to God, man.
I'm so tired of hearing that.
It's sad, but true, dude. I mean, like, if you look at all his pics, dude, they're very racist pics, dude. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, like, he's still serious about wanting to build a wall.
Well, he has he's flip-flopped on a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, he keeps saying that shit, dude. But he's still coming out with that shit on TV, right? You know, like, it's always, like you say, seems beholden, right? So... Yeah, we'll see, dude. Like, you know, I still say it's nearly impossibility, but he's still trying to talk it, right? So I guess because he ain't sitting there yet, you know, he can't say no.
Right.
We're not going to do it. But I figure by now, you know, they're already getting the message, like, that bullshit he said to get hired, you know, dude, there's a lot of bullshit. He's not going to be able to do near a fraction of it, because that's why... You know, through the whole election, all he did was like call names and shit,
aww,
and divert everybody from the whole thing of issue. So that's what I was doing when I watched these debates. I kept screaming the issue.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about looks and people?
I'm kidding.
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret.
I'm kidding,
our store hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Hello.
Victoria's Secret Fast Store, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I was calling to see if you had the horsey cat ones there that are on sale, $10.
The shirts? We have some, but they're limited.
Okay.
We ran out of a lot of them.
The horsey cat ones?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we have those.
Oh, shit. Do you have the Victoria's Secret new bralette horsey cat collection crochet triangle lace?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's enough. Done with it. Maybe later I'll do more. How long have I been?
We'd like to see a lot of the connection rather quickly there. I don't understand.
Sold out of the shirts.
What the difficulty seems to be there, but there is some issues with the connection tonight. Here, Mon.
Yeah. Alright. Give me a moment here while I call another of these Victoria's Secrets. This time I'm going to be like, hey, remember me?
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret at Bay. We'll be open on Thursday night from 9 and on Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
We have the perfect gift for every Asian person. Get your holiday season off to a sexy start with Victoria's Secret this Black Friday. Please hold an
Yeah, don't be bringing up the election, man, because people get mad, you know? They're like, oh, Trump. Because they know I'm a liberal, and What do you want me to push? Zero? Is that what this thing wants? Stupid.
One moment, please.
All right, let's go. God damn it. Quiet. Stop vaping. Stop it. It's illegal.
I told him. I told him.
It's still federally illegal, Milkman. Have some respect.
That's right, dang on it. I'm a Trump.
I think Big Ross is open. No, they're closed today.
Fuck Hillary, man.
I like how Jill Stein's down trying to raise money. Hello. Hi.
Victoria's Secret.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, good. Hey, remember me? I was talking to you before.
I'm sorry, what?
We were there. You were showing me the bralettes.
There's 20 of us in the store, so it probably wasn't me.
Oh, but yeah, I can tell. It's you. You're so pretty, you know? I was calling about the Victoria's Secret horsey cat bralette collection. Crochet.
Okay.
Triangle. It says
$10. Yes.
Okay. Can I give you the SKU number or something?
Hold on.
Okay. I smell tuna. I smell tuna. That's the name of the song right here.
That's Nirvana.
Yeah, that's her. I smell tuna. It's 50 Cent. It's like, I smell tuna. Let's talk about Jay-Z. They had a beef for a few months.
James Brown, baby.
Yeah. James Brown got involved in a beat. In the beef, he was in the background singing and say, got now, before he died.
Got to get now. Well, funky drummer.
Good idea, Slop. Ask if they have I smell tuna panties. I smell tuna. Would be so awesome on a pair of panties.
Those are edible sushi panties.
It'd be great on a pair of bikini bottoms. I smell tuna. With a big tuna fish. Just a big fish symbol. The Jesus fish style. You know what I mean? Just the... It's like the infinity symbol, but the one in it's a triangle. You know what I'm trying to say? Just with a beady eye and a big grin on it. Like, I spell tuna. And heck, you can have three stink lines coming off the fish. Hey, that's a great idea. Start our own freaking clothing label. I don't know what we call it. Just horse. She's taking a long time. Try to call her back, bitch.
Victoria's Secret Pastry, how can I help you?
Yeah, hey, I was calling for those I smell tuna panties.
For the what panties?
The ones that say I smell tuna.
We don't have that.
Okay, all right. Do you have SKU number... ZF359239.
No, we don't have that.
All right. Do you have SKU number ZF427181?
Can I put you on hold for just a moment?
How long is it going to be?
Just a moment.
What's going on, though? Why? Do you have to do something else, or am I being difficult?
No, not at all.
All right, because I don't want to bother you none. Don't be sore at me.
I'm just checking on the product for you, so give me a moment, okay?
But read it back to me. What'd you get?
The
Z98. ZF 859-239.
Okay, so let me just pull it up. So give me a second, okay, sir?
Okay, honey. She ain't coming back for a long time. This one's fucking crazy in there. They got 50% off all their panties, so you know there's a bunch of women in there fighting over panties.
You're hoping this motherfucker just hang up, dude. That's what you're thinking. This motherfucker hang up before I come back.
Yeah. I can call her back. I can call them back. There's 20 of them there.
I'll look at her ratings. I know you've got the numbers. What you looking?
I'm going to fill up all the lines.
Thank you for calling Victoria.
Oh, man. I drop them both. I could take
all
a break.
Now you said there was a list that had set were from numbers from my area. That's all you said.
I guess. Yeah. We can do that, but I gotta take a break first.
That was the bookmark you left. Oh, okay.
I gotta take a break first. I gotta take a.
All right, honey, baby.
Oh, we can do a few more. A few more, and then break, and then I come back. I gotta make a McMasterson mash, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay, dude. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's pick it up with one or two off of that list, and then go to Poopy.
You think Radio Shack is open?
I don't know.
I think their online operation still exists. I wonder if they'll answer the phone. Tell them I'm here for your
store. Somebody stocking the shelves right now. Dude, there's always somebody stocking the shelves, right?
Yeah. Let's see if Radio
Shack. Stocking too. Price changes and shit. So rotate the batteries.
I'm pretty sure they're still selling stuff. Let's see. Yeah, they got receivers for sale right now. Stuff. I just got to find their contact. Here we go. Found it. They're still using the same number? I don't know. We'll see if this is for real. Supposedly they're open. Let's find out.
So 80% off tonight.
Shit. That's pretty good. That's a good start.
Because 80% off going out of business sale, right?
Yeah. Out of business for the last 2.5 years.
All of them out of business now. That's scary shit now.
Thank you for choosing Radio Shack. Please listen closely as some of the menu options have changed.
That's the way it works at Radio Shack. Just call them on.
Thank you for calling. Batteries. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time,
closed.
Excluding holidays. If you'd like to leave a message for us.
They've been closed, man. A source was saying they were open till 1 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, but they're not answering, so I don't think so. But yeah, they're selling. They've got some deals on Amazon tablets for $33, Amazon Echo for $139. I thought about getting that Echo. That Echo looks interesting. You know, if you run out of, I don't know, paper towels, you'd be like, Echo, order paper towels, you know, order them from Amazon for you. Amazon Prime. That's all you gotta do. It's like, oh shit, I ran out of toilet paper.
And so you could call the hotel desk for you and tell them you're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You're stuck in the stall.
Yeah. That's it. That's it, ignorant.
That'd be funny, actually. You'd do a call that way. Have it do the work for us, you know?
That's it, stupid ignorant. Yeah, you're right. No, I'm kidding. You're not that ignorant. See if we can find a Five Below that's still open. Outside of Chicago.
Thank you for calling Five Below.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
how are you?
I'm alright.
Oh, good. Do you like Chipotle?
Do I like Chipotle?
Yeah, they're open.
Okay.
And if you wanted me to pick you up something, if you're hungry. I know you're working late hours tonight.
No. Who is this?
Oh, this is Cross. I was calling to check about the horsey cat.
I don't know if you're calling the right place.
This is Five Below.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys had a horsey cat on advertisement today until 1 o'clock in the morning.
What was it?
Horsey cat.
I don't know what that is.
You have the ad there with you?
Yes, we do.
Okay, mm-hmm. Look at the horsey cat.
Okay. Is it on the front part of the ad?
It's in the middle somewhere. It's right in the middle of it, right in the middle.
I don't see that.
No? Ah, damn. Can you check in the back, maybe? You just have some there?
I don't even know what item that is. Sorry.
I have to go. The train's coming. I have to catch the train. All right. There's another weird ending.
Let's hop on the Lido Express.
I'm going to start saying that when I got up a call. Oh, there's a train coming. I got to go catch the train. All right. All right, bye. Bye.
If you're in the subway. You're in the Lionel subway.
Yeah. Yeah, all nice. No, I think a train would be funny. Why would I be getting on a train in the middle of things?
Sounds like a Lionel toy train. This is perfect. I gotta
protect what's mine. Oh boy. Shit, I
started from nothing. What's wrong with that, man? I made my way hustling.
I don't owe niggas shit. There's nothing wrong with that. So
I keep the gun grip. That'd be funny as shit, dude. We got some comedy mileage with it yet. You know, we haven't worn out yet.
Yeah, buddy. All right. I think it's coming up on a break time. All right, we'll do one more. Let me see what I got here. One more before break. And then for real, I got to take a break. That's enough.
All aboard. We got any we supposed to call back?
Not really. That's long and gone, you know. I don't remember. I didn't make a note of the numbers. Yeah. I did want to mention that we have now posted... there's a Photoshop horsey cat panties, pair of panties, horsey cat. Very nice. I think that's Palindrome who hooked us up with that. That's pretty cool. Thanks, Palindrome. Palindrome working hard on a horsey cat panties set for sale now.
All right, Palindrome. I remember him. Yeah, okay, cool.
Merch.madhouselive.com. Get that. Yeah.
There you go, man. That's right, man. Even if,
yeah, even if you're a guy, you can get that. Guys can get
it very well here, man.
Guys can get it. You can wear underwear if you're a guy. That's cool.
Hold it up by the picture panel on your end. Let me see that picture of it, man.
No. I will. I'll get you a link, Milkman. Chill out.
Yeah, hold it up a little closer, man. Oh, move it over to the right. Right there. Right there. Okay, I see. Yeah, man. It looks good. Thanks, man. Hey, I'll work out with my compliments of Gort.
Middle finger for you. Let me see if I can find another one of these Dennis. From my nigga Diddy view,
I think I see his vision too. Purple rain over. Tell him you want to start a line of Gort next time. You got any more than drug counsel lines?
Actually, we've got fat acceptance. No, we've got
Overeaters Anonymous.
Yeah, the Overeaters Anonymous. Yeah, we have a bunch of those here to get to that Dwight sent in. We have Parkman numbers. We got other numbers coming in here from Anonymous. Oh, we got tons of stuff we can do, man. Tons of stuff to do, big guy. We're only like halfway through.
Thank you for calling Denny's Pros, Megan. How can I help you?
Hi, yes, order.
What?
Order?
Order. You would like to place a takeout order?
Uh huh. Order?
Okay, what can I get?
Order?
What?
One eggs? Order? One eggs?
You want one egg?
One eggs.
You just want eggs? What kind do you want your eggs?
Cooked, please. Okay. I deserve that. We'll try a different one. Yeah.
I wanna buy my bitch every bag, and she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. I wanna take my bitch around the globe, ever, ever, ever gotta take them back.
Thank you for calling Denny's. This is Nathan. How can I help you?
Damn, Nathan, you guys should take your time picking up the phone. Is it busy there? How you doing?
No, I'm sorry. The phone's just up front. It's hard to hear.
Oh, it's okay, honey. Don't worry about it, honey. Okay. You guys busy tonight? How's the heat?
No, actually, we're pretty slow.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I burnt a turkey, so I need to make an order. One order? 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 Order?
Okay.
Order! One egg?
We can do that.
One eggs.
So what can I get for you?
One eggs.
One egg?
Eggs.
How would you like that?
Cook, please.
How would you like that?
Hang on. I gotta catch that train. I gotta go catch the train, okay? I'm gonna eat on the train, okay?
Okay, so just take the train here. And then stop.
I gotta go, I can't hear you.
Alright.
Yeah, so when we get back, more calls like that. Noxious noise is really big tonight. I know a lot of your fans are just noises, sound effects. I know I overdo that sometimes, but that's what I like doing. It's my show, you know? I put people on speakerphone if I want to. Do what I want. So as I was saying before, we got more calls coming up here. Milkman will be here. Maybe we'll have some sort of guest later on here. We're doing that's the first 2.5 hours of 24 hours straight of Carlito on by himself. Yeah, I'm going to be doing a wine enema tonight, too. I'm super excited about that. I hope you guys tune in for that. Don't miss that wine enema action. And I don't know, Milkman, you got anything planned? You going to do anything? You put anything up your dick? Yeah, maybe. All right, great. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, yeah, later. You know, I'll play some guitar there.
Shut up. Put yourself on mute. Quiet. Quiet. Quiet.
It's on mute. I've been talking to myself. You haven't been answering here, hearing me. Transferred to the operator.
Oh, Milkman, are you here? Is there a Milkman?
Yeah.
Hey, Milkman. Good, we got you. Fucking shit. All right. See what there is to do.
All right.
Yeah, Milkman, you can't hear it, but that was the big
sandwich.
Yeah. No, I just had, what did I have? I don't remember what I ate. It was nothing.
You weren't had sex. You weren't had sex on the break. I know.
No, I had a I had a spoonful of stuffing. That's it.
Castor oil.
I made an apple salsa. It was really good. Milkman, I made this apple salsa, and it came out really good. I must say, I had some of the tortillas. So I made cinnamon sugar tortilla chips and an apple salsa. I know it sounds very bougie,
apple
but
it tastes
dude, yeah. It
that's
was,
like sweet. It's not hot, is it?
No, so I just had a little bit of it, but I made basically it was the inside of it's like apple pie filling. Like
that's apple salsa, dude.
Yeah.
That's apple pie filling.
Yeah, well you use it as a dip.
Put a shot of tapatio on there.
No. You use it as a dip. Stupid. It's
oh,
a sweet.
Use that as a dip.
Yeah, and then
to
here's
dip the cinnamon thing.
Yeah,
in.
And the tortilla chips. What I did is,
you got a serious stoner food, man.
I took flour tortillas, right, the big kind, the burrito size, the big round ones. They're almost.
Oh, and you made your own. Oh,
I brushed each side with melted butter, and then I sprinkled a mixture of cinnamon and sugar on it, and I baked it. And I cut it with a pizza cutter into triangles, and I baked it in the oven for 15 minutes until they were crispy.
Wow.
It tastes just like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Man, I want to come over here. I want to come over and party with you, dude.
Yeah, well, too bad you can't. Too bad
you make
alive.
The shit, dude, and I'll bring the shit, okay?
Oh, yeah, bring the shit. Yeah, bring some shit.
Hell yeah, dude, you make the shit and I'll bring it, man.
Yeah, so what I understand, Milkman, is that you can go right now, you can take, if you wanted to fly out and take weed with you, you can. And if you go to the airport, leaving, like California where you live, if they catch you trying to get on the plane with it, all that's going to happen is going to go to the LAPD, let's say, or the San Francisco.
They're going to make you smell the evidence before you get on?
Well, no, they just say, hey, you can't bring that on. They're just going to confiscate it, maybe, or they'll just take it from you.
Smoke the evidence. Give me a chance to smoke the evidence. Fuck, I confiscate shit.
Maybe. But they're not going to let you get on the plane, but you won't get in trouble. But right? You won't get in federal trouble.
At least smoke the evidence, right? Yeah,
will you get in federal trouble? Will you get in federal trouble, or is it just on the police there in California?
Well, what? Who's going to enforce that shit?
Yeah.
Who's out there going to enforce it?
Yeah, so you can leave
California.
What,
they got federal marshals or some shit? You think they're going to enforce that shit?
I don't know. Nah. I'm just saying.
I think you have to have somebody enforce that shit first.
Okay, but... You would not get in trouble leaving California with it, but you would, let's say, trying to fly back from another state. But why would you do that?
Maybe,
right?
Maybe you're not covered. I don't know, dude. Maybe if you got caught with it in another state that doesn't like it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's what I heard. A friend of mine was in Colorado, dude.
Yeah.
And they were maybe handicapped or something. So I don't know if they were in a wheelchair or they were on crutches or what, but they were they weren't moving real good. The motherfuckers made them wait and searched them and felt their clothes, the lining of their clothes, like the hem and shit.
Right.
Yeah, check the hem. And then feel their, the crotch and all that shit and all that stuff, dude. So I was like, whoa. So. Apparently, if you're trying to leave Colorado, dude, they catch you with this shit. I don't know if you get in trouble with it, but they try to search you for it, that's for sure.
So you can't, so let's say you're leaving LAX, and you've got a dime bag on you, right? And you're like, let me see if I can get through with it on my flight to, I don't know, Louisiana. And, let me talk. If the security stops you at LAX leaving out, mm-hmm. and they say, we found this dime bag of weed on you, and recreational is legal in California on the state level, so what happens? Because who's going to kind of respond is going to be the LAPD to that, right? And they're going to say, well, it's not illegal, unless they put a law on the books that says, you cannot take it into... It's a felony to take it into an airport. I guess they would have to do that, right?
I think that's yes, legislated, because this is all brand new, right? So,
yeah.
I think it's going as president as So right now, I don't know. I haven't read the thing, the proposition. They didn't give you really much details. There's a lot of shit that was good, and there's a lot of shit that was bad.
Right.
Part that kind of bad is that.
But can you take it over state lines? Can you take it from California to Oregon? If you're going to fly from LAX to Portland.
I don't know. Is it legal there to Oregon?
Oregon has legal recreational. So you shouldn't you be able
maybe
to travel?
So maybe there you'd probably be able to freely travel, I guess, yeah.
But can you get on a plane at LAX in Los Angeles, California, and take a flight to Portland,
I don't
Oregon?
Know. The proposition's big, dude. I didn't read all of it. There's some bad parts of it, and part of it was that this is being put on hold, but at first you're not allowed to be big corporate.
Yeah.
So the small people can get into it now. So I think it's a 6-month wait or something. Not very long, dude. And then after 6 months, dude, then you're allowed to have big size farms, and that's when all the commercial people are allowed to come online. So there's commercial people ready to go right now.
Right.
But they're not going online for at least 6 months, maybe 9. I forget how it was written in the proposition. But once that goes down, then the big guys take over, dude.
Well, it's got to be at least it's got to be 9 months to a year for a decent harvest, right? To get set up and all that. You're looking
I don't know about that. Hell no. Dude, they got shit quicker than that, man. They got stuff maybe 8-9 months tops, man.
Okay, so I just said 9 months to 12 months. Not that far.
Yeah,
off.
You said 9 to 12. That's 3. Nah,
okay,
that's
you got me.
All right,
So 9 months.
9 months.
Be at least 9 months, yeah.
Yeah, 9 months.
Yeah. 9 months plus the.
Yeah, they got 9 months stuff now.
Yeah. See? Yeah, anyway, I don't know. That's really weird. I guess I don't know. I don't know what would happen if you tried to fly from California to Oregon with weed, because you're not even crossing.
That I don't know, man.
It's just one state line, right? If you go from L.A. to Oregon, you're going to go right through California to get to Oregon, and it's...
You know, Normal might have something on their site, NORML, Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws. Yeah. Dude, those were... They've been behind this whole thing for many, many years, man, so... I'd say I would be the best, my best guess on interpreting it and being sure. Right. Normal's going to have a pretty good scoop, right? They're going to be putting a straight law on there.
The law?
Right. And I think there was something about relaxing some of the stuff for concentrates, too. Because concentrates is like a sticky issue still. Or what?
Sticky issue.
Yeah, they want to fuck with it for concentrates. Too, right, and that's what everybody, 99% of everybody out there is into, is concentrates.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what needs to be figured out is the edibles really need to get under control, because you don't know what the fuck you're getting. Apparently, from what I'm hearing now, like, dude, sometimes you get
the edible shit. Good. I heard a joke, man. I'll tell you honestly, dude, that I've had so many edibles, man. It was like, dude, I eat a pound of that shit. I could take a crap, literally, dude. And I probably have bigger buzz taking a shit than the buzz you get from food. I don't get none of that.
Oh, that's hot, though. You take a nice shit high, you get high when you're taking a shit.
Thank you for calling the Walmart 1 hour photo.
Get high, take a shit.
Have you ate something that works for you, dude? Gives you a buzz? You actually ate something that gives you a buzz?
I made the firecrackers once. This guy named Not Brad Carter told me.
Okay, I never got any give me a buzz, honestly, dude.
Yeah.
Because I think it takes so much, honestly. And most people that you buy the commercial shit off isn't good shit. It's usually raggy shit like beef and, shake and stuff. So the quality's not even really there. It takes so many grams to get you really fucked up when you eat it, right? So, like, if you're going to pay, like, $10 a gram, that's pretty good stuff to smoke it, but, ew. You really need that concentrate. You probably need about a few grams, at least 2-3 grams of that shit, at least to eat. So you're talking, what, $30?
It's expensive. But it's a
Who the fuck's going to spend $30 a cookie? Nobody.
Yeah. Well, Snoop
unless
Dog.
You like make it yourself, right?
Snoop Dogg.
You're not going to get a 3-gram cookie, dude, or like a, how about an eighth of a gram cookie? You're
well, this
get
time
that.
Of year, you would like Thanksgiving if you had a lot of like-minded friends.
I've never seen it, dude. Like, I've never seen it. Maybe they've got. I've never seen it. All the ones I ever see, dude, are small, dude. Maybe like they got the commercial ones, right? These are the ones I've got. Are the ones that people make it, that, it's different shops and they give them, they give them to you, dude, because they, sell them there. Like, if they don't sell, they let you have them. Give people samples and shit, so.
Yeah, if they can make a sugar-free energy drink, they can make a good, decent, cheap marijuana edible.
Well, a friend of mine here.
Hang on.
Thank you for a bottle of these. Appreciate your business and look forward to the opportunity to serve you in our store.
Oh,
for pharmacy and for electronics,
Jubal,
press
gummy
2. For
ten
pickup,
ten
press
milligram.
3. For death.
You hear me?
The oil? There's an oil, you said?
No, 10 milligram gummy bears.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, dude, it was like... A bottle of those were $20.
Walmart Super Center.
Hi. How you doing?
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was calling for a horsey cat.
Okay, is there a specific brand you're interested in?
Just whichever horsey cat you have there. I'm not sure which brand it is. I think it's by Galoo.
Okay, Galoo. I'd have to get in touch with management about it to see if we have it in stock.
All right, can you also look for Jelk?
I would also have to get in touch with management for that.
Okay, how long do you think it'll be?
It should only take like 2-3 minutes.
Hey, what department are you in that you're picking up? Are you like in a random like jewelry or something?
No, I'm actually in the service desk.
Okay, then what's the manager supposed to do?
The management finds out if we have it in stock.
Okay, so you don't have access to the computer to find out?
The computers don't have that capability. It's within a different system.
Oh, okay. What system do you think they're going to use?
I can't give out that information.
Oh, whatever. Okay, sure. Whatever. Brad Carter. All right, go ahead. Pull me through.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Yeah. Brad Carter. All right, Milkman, the oil. Tell me, what's the scoop on the oil?
No, I said this person would have got gummy bears, 10 milligram gummy bears.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For a bottle of them was $20.
Right.
There's 10 of them in a bottle.
10 in a bottle, so $2 per gummy bear.
Mm. Right, and it's 10 milligrams each. 10 milligrams each.
Excuse me. Okay. All right. Okay.
So, like, you know how much that is? That's 0.01 gram each.
That's, really?
You have to have 10 bottles to make a gram, dude. So, like, what's 10 bottles at 20? That's $200 to make a gram.
Yeah, but you're not concerned with THC. You let it, it combines in your liver. Doesn't it break down in your liver to the other one, the CH?
It takes a lot more than you can smoke to get you high and eat. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
it takes
but
more.
What a high.
You smoke a lot less.
Yeah, but what a
you get,
high.
No, you smoke a lot less.
Yeah,
you can smoke a lot less.
Yeah.
To get the job done, right?
You eat an edible, you eat a couple of those gummy bears, right? And then you smoke yourself like a half a bowl or a quarter bowl, and you'll be ripped. You know, you end up saving up.
0.01 gram. Listen, 0.01 gram.
If you're just going to smoke, if you're just going to smoke some herb, right? But I say, all right, here, smoke some herb, but also here's three or four gummy bears. Like you're
a one hitter is
0.1
gram, okay? A one hitter is 0.1 gram.
Yeah, but it hits you different. It takes longer, but you add those gummy bears to your normal smoking, you're going to extend it out. I think you'll extend it out. I think the gummy
10
bears.
10 milligrams, I think you're going to waste your money for $2 a gummy bear, 10 milligrams. I think somebody's ripping their ass off.
I think if you're going to smoke yourself a bowl, then you sleep. Before you start smoking.
We've made shit before. We've made stuff before, dude. I mean, literally made cooked our own back in the day. When my friends actually had big crops, right? I mean, we made cookies, brownies, pizza, all kinds of shit. You can make tea.
Make a gumbo?
Nothing like that. But we did make pizzas and stuff like that, spaghetti sauce, you know, all kinds of shit you could do, dude.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot, dude. I'm telling you, man. The same amount that you smoke, dude, it takes a lot more to eat it.
Did you put it up your asshole?
Try that, dude. If you was around, we would have definitely checked you out.
Oh, yeah. Very funny. That's funny.
Like a douchebag.
To the opportunity.
I'm telling you the truth, man. It takes a lot more.
For pharmacy, press 1. For electronics, press 2.
Calling a different
one. For pickup, press 3.
Hello? I hear you. Hello? 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 Hello, Walmart, please? Walmart, hello? Hello? Ah, fuck it. Alright. Back to the old drawing board. Target open today. I didn't check in the Target.
Didn't we have some overeaters, unanimous places and shit like that still?
Oh, yeah, possibly. Oh, Target was the one that won't answer the phone right now. Oh, we lost Milkman. Target is the one that's not answering the phone until tomorrow. No, that was Best Buy.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart. We appreciate your business
Milkman.
And look forward to the opportunity to serve you in our store.
I need Milkman.
For pharmacy, press 1. For electronics, press 2. For pickup, press 3. Press 4. To speak to an
Hey, Milkman. Sorry. Hello?
Walmart Electronics, this is Jay. How may I help you?
Yeah, I need you to check. Horsey Cat.
What?
Horsey Cat.
What's going on?
What's that, sir?
Yeah, I need you to look for Horsey Cat.
Horsey Cat?
Yeah.
What is that you're talking about?
It's in the electronics section. They have Horsey Cat there for sale.
And it's an Xbox game?
I'm
having a hard time hearing you, sir.
Sony Xbox, something like that, I guess, for my kid. I don't know. I don't deal with that.
So the only like game systems we do have are
Xbox. I'm an old man, all right? I'm an old man. I don't get into all that fancy stuff, you know? I just know he this little shit wants horsey cat. Xbox 360, PlayStation 4, 360, Oculus, it says. Horsey cat.
I have not heard of that.
Can you go just look right quick? This is a cordless phone.
Is it a game?
Yeah.
And it's for the 360?
It's for the Xbox, plays Sony Xbox, something like that. That one, you know?
So those are all different game systems.
Oh. See, I don't know. It has Madden, I think he plays on it. It was one of the games he plays on it, Madden's.
Okay, so Madden's available on the Xbox 360, the Xbox One, and the PS4, but those are all separate consoles and they won't interchange.
They don't, you can't put a cassette from one into the other?
No, sir, and they're all disc.
Okay, all right, so the actual disc then, the disc machine?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, this, I think then that might be the one then.
So we'd have to know what game system you're looking for.
I think it's like Xbox 3, something, the Xbox 360, the 3.
Okay, so there's the older Xbox 360, then there's the Xbox One.
Right, and then, but it's a Sony.
Completely different devices.
Oh, shit. Can you just look for each one and see which one?
And what was the game called?
Horsey Cat.
Yeah, let me be right back with you.
All right, yeah, right.
What was that, sir?
I wasn't talking. That was someone in the background. I heard you, Milkman. That's funny. What did you say, Milkman? I wasn't paying attention. What did you say? That pissed him off.
Huh?
What did you say that pissed him off?
I didn't mean to piss in the pot.
What did you say?
I thought it was on hold.
I wasn't listening. I was looking for another Walmart. What did you say?
I thought he was on hold. I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean to piss the pot. I said.
What did you say?
I said, if it was in his app, I bet he'd know where it was at. He heard me, dude. I didn't know he was listening. I thought he was on hold. I was saying it to you.
That's funny.
Motherfucker heard me. I pissed in the pot.
What was that?
I said, if it was in his motherfucking ass, he'd know.
Because what was that? What is that?
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
If it was in his ass, he'd know where the fuck it was at.
Yeah, he didn't like that. That's pretty funny.
The motherfucker heard me. I'm sorry.
That was fine. It was funny. He was just going to put us on hold for a long time, so it doesn't matter.
I know, dude. Well, anyway, there you go. You can put that one on later on a recording. There's one of the few calls that actually helped out a little bit. Just don't stop up. Dude, okay, I don't got a Lionel horn, dude, but that's the best I can do tonight.
All right.
I love you, man.
It's fine, man. Dude, you can be like that. You can say things like that.
I pissed in the pot. I'm sorry.
You can be saying things. It was funny. It was worth it.
It was on me.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart.
Figuring shit.
We appreciate your
back
business
on
and look forward to the opportunity to serve you in our store. For pharmacy, press 1. For electronics, press 2. For pickup, press 3.
Oh,
Hi, this is Walmart Electronics. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. We'll call and see if you have Horsey Cat or Negro Assassin, or if you have any copies of Smell the Glove. Horsey Cat, Negro Assassin. Oh? Oh?
My God, so they are killers.
What was that?
Lots of people say once a man's a killer, they just keep on killing and killing.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart. We appreciate your business and look forward to the opportunity to serve you in our store. After all, the
Oh.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart. We appreciate your business and look forward to the
Hi, Walmart Electronics. How can I help you?
Yeah, call and get a check, please.
Huh?
Call and get a check. Huh?
Yes, how can I help you?
Yeah, looking for a copy of Negro Assassin.
And what is that?
It's a game.
I've never heard of it. What's it for?
Xbox something, Xbox, Sony Xbox, I think, or something.
You mean Xbox 360 or Xbox One?
The Xbox One.
Yeah, okay, let me check.
Oh, in Negro Assassin. Milkman, Negro Assassin. Huh? What's he even looking for?
Yeah, I heard this. What year was that? 2014?
That was 2015? When was Negro Assassin?
Maybe 15. Yeah, it's 14 or 15. I think we had like 1 or 2 years we tried that.
Let me think. When was... Last year was... 2014, yeah. 2013 was Horsey Cat.
Yeah. 2013 and 12, I think, was Horsey Cat.
10, 11, 12 were Bruno. Or not Bruno, they were, what's his face? And Guam. Ernie? Was it Ernie and Guam?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Or it's masturbation.
Yeah. The horse jack.
Okay. Then it went to Horsey Cat.
Then it was Horsey Cat.
Yeah, we don't have that game. You can check online.
Okay, all right. So you don't have that. Do you have Smell the Glove?
I don't think that's a game.
Okay. I Smell Tuna. That's the one that...
I smell tuna. Yeah. It's an edutainment game. I Smell Tuna.
It's a fishing game. I Smell Tuna.
Yeah, I don't think we have that either.
Okay. All right.
Deep sea fishing?
Don't think so.
Okay.
This is a Sportsman's Delight, deep sea fishing.
Do you have the O.J. Simpson simulator? Huh?
I think it has an HD pad.
Right.
Yeah. Head up display. Body head up display.
Huh?
Ah! Tell me!
Guess he ended up looking for a Negro Assassin.
Maybe he has a heads up display, dude. You know, the virtual reality.
Fucking Zimas, man. That was some nasty shit. It was like rancid Sprite. Like Sprite and rancid orange juice together, that was a Zima. This one kid in high school was like, oh yeah, if you get pulled over and you've been drinking Zimas, they can't.
Thank you for calling your dog at Walmart. Maybe we can help you.
Yeah, hey, okay, Horsey Cat.
What was that?
Horsey Cat.
What's that?
It's a game, Horsey Cat, or if you have Negro Assassin.
Okay, thank you.
I think she's, yeah. She's too smart for that. We're not the same one again. No, 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 no. All right, fat people, is that our thing? Give me just a moment, please.
Hey. Hey.
Yes, milkman. Yes, hi.
Mom just called and said to tell you Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, good. Happy
awesome.
Thanksgiving.
She said Merry Christmas too.
Oh, because I probably won't talk to her. Yeah, you're right. Okay, that's funny.
Mom said that. So.
I see what you did there.
You're my hermana, so you still share my mom with me, you know. You're still sharing mom with me, so you're the hermana, bro. So mom said it. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas.
I don't share nothing.
Okay, motherfucker, it's all yours then, all right? I don't feel like fighting for it right now. I got a full belly, dude. Yeah, turkey, I had ham. I'll tell you.
Yeah, turkey, I had ham.
Fucking dude, I'm way down. That fucking ham will burn too. You know, I'm about turkey. Shit make you feel like flying around the river. You eat a ham, you're ready for it. Nah.
I got a voice message from Dwight. Let's hear that.
Hey, you motherfucker. Motherfucker, don't pick up the phone on Thanksgiving, motherfucker. And one more motherfucker for good measure. Motherfucker.
He said motherfucker a lot to me. Hey, Dwight, you here?
Yeah, I said it. What?
Hey, what's going on, you jokers? I'm still, like, talking to some cats.
Oh, that's cool.
And I think, should I ditch them? Do you guys want to come hang out? And we're just like shooting the shit. We're not broadcasting.
Well, I want too many people on, you know. So just a few.
Oh, are you still broadcasting?
Yeah. Me and Milkman's over there playing the guitar.
Oh, am I welcome on? Good.
Yeah, sure, you're on now.
Okay. Well, hello, world. Let me let my poor friends let them know. I'll talk to them later.
All right. That's Matt. Matt Hillock.
Matt,
what's up, buddy?
Hang on, I'll be
my
buddy.
All right,
happy turkey, man. Happy turkey.
Happy.
Dwight McClanahan's here also. DwightMcClanahanShow.com. It's good to see him here. No, DwightTheJanitor.com. Whatever the site, the podcast you don't update. That one.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
That's what it is. Okay. All right.
Hey.
All right. So did you see?
Hey, Mr. Dwight, is that Dwight?
Dude, I will. I'll be here.
Hey, Milkman!
Hey, what's up, Milkman? Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. McClanahan. Happy Thanksgiving,
Happy gobble gobble.
Yeah.
All right, man. Good to hear you, brother.
All right. Hey, let's see if these conferences work. Which is this one here? The second one you sent me? Or the last one? Is that Sex Addicts? Are they on? No.
Yeah, I don't know without looking at them.
Late Night Peace and Serenity. Overeaters. All right. This is Milkman.
That's Overeaters. First one's Sex Addicts.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot of Sex Addicts tonight.
They're probably, yeah.
There's another Overeater starting up in about 7 minutes if this one doesn't work.
Thank you for calling our telephone meeting. You may enter the conference number followed by the pound sign for the meeting at...
Otherwise, please hold to be placed into the conference. There are currently 58 other participants in the conference.
2 months ago, she stopped eating. I didn't get to see her today, so the next day I'm not watching this.
Please press 1.
It's Saturday. So,
it's 1.
You know what?
Please press 1 to mute. You are now unmuted.
It's like somebody reminded me. Whoa, that sounded like a train. That wasn't my phone. It is what it is, you know. So, tonight I'm going to get quiet, take a hot bath, have some thoughts.
Please press 1 to... You are now muted.
At center, you know. So, this too shall pass, God willing, and have a good outcome. Prayers.
Please press 1 to mute. You are now unmuted.
This totally acts. It's 33. Did I go over?
I'm sorry, Linda.
Please press 1. You are now muted.
Then you can come back in by pressing star 1.
Okay.
I'm still hurt. She's hitting buttons.
Come on back in, Linda, on star 1.
Please press 1 to mute. You are now unmuted.
Yeah, I've kind of been back
in a way. I want to bathe and take a bath in gravy, and it's going to be so good. It's going to be supple for my skin. Oh, my fucking God.
God, it's going to be good.
What?
Oh, I'm going to bathe in some gravy left over from dinner. It's going to be fucking great.
Hey, man, please don't interrupt us. This is very important.
You get that turkey fat in your skin, man.
Hey, my soul.
Please don't interrupt.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I'm gonna call the coordinator who will call the dashboard operator.
Listen, don't fucking interrupt this fucking shit.
It's a holiday, you stupid woman.
Don't interrupt
this fucking
thing.
It's a holiday. You're not gonna call anyone.
Don't interrupt the fucking thing.
That's all right. No, he's available 24/7. Trust me, and he don't play games.
No, whatever. You're a liar and you're a coward.
You are now muted.
Lots of therapy because it sounds like it's really needed.
Lots of therapy.
Yeah.
Therapy is for squares.
Oh, you do. You love doing your therapy.
Oh yeah, physiotherapy. It takes all kinds, right?
Takes all kinds.
Yes.
Please press 1 to. You are now unmuted.
That train reminds me of the time that I ran a train because I was out of food, and so I sucked dick for protein. Oh my god. Protein!
It reminded me
of
when I was,
How old are you? 5? My 10-year-old is more mature until he's.
Wow. They all just.
Heard
they
of
5 year old
sucking dick for protein?
Hey, how are you ladies doing tonight?
Sorry, you got a guy. Go away.
Oh, hey, what's up, buddy? You got a fucking dick.
You chubby chaser?
Yeah. What's up? How you doing? Do you just want to hang around here with a bunch of fat fucking shine broads?
Are you a 12-stepper?
And just sit here and talk shit to people?
12-stepper over there, right?
And you are a loser who's on the phone because he doesn't have a
phone. Oh my god, you almost said phone loser. Goddamn.
You know what I can't believe? I outgrew the need to make crank phone calls like that when I was 10. That's really sad.
Now you just try to get off the weirdo effeminate fucking coons on the internet, like talking on the internet.
You're smart.
I cannot change.
I would
the courage to change the things I can, and the
God grant me the serenity
to accept the things I cannot change.
There's no God, you stupid.
The courage to change.
There's no God. Fuck you, A.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
I'll have a drink for you,
serenity.
To accept the things,
I can't change the things.
Take away my defects, my own way of life, my 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 way of life, my
God bless you all. May God give you sound. Okay, I did call the dashboard operator. We should be able to get this disruptive call.
Shut up,
you won't,
you won't do anything, you stupid woman.
You're a stupid fucking cow. You won't do anything.
Our seven traditions state that OA is so important.
Please press 1 to mute. You are now unmuted.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, you guys, for our meeting being disrupted. I did call the dashboard operator.
What is all this dashboard operator shit?
They called the moderator on us.
I think this is trying.
Please press 1 to mute. You are now unmuted.
Shut up.
The dashboard operator can take their numbers.
You can shove it up right now.
Welcome to the FCC.
Lisa? Yeah. Lisa, are you there?
Are these all messages?
I'm muting
the line.
I will get on the moderator code and mute, and you keep on repeating, okay?
Hey, wait, lady.
No, that's not going to work.
Come here, slow down.
I'm getting one, but I don't have it yet.
Why are you so upset, lady?
Okay.
Please press 1 to... You are now unmuted.
Man's number, I
hey,
can
lady,
call him.
Lady, we're sorry.
Lady,
we'll stop.
Lady, why are you so mad? I just came in here trying to talk. And I just... talking about moderators. Hello?
We've got your number, and we're going to prosecute you, so you better stop it.
Right,
I'm going to interfere with everyone on the line. I'm sorry. Do you got your mouth stuck in your fucking lady friend's bedroll? I can't quite understand.
Please press 1 to mute. You are now unmuted.
Any comments to this
Shut up.
Want to say the prayer, say it silently to yourself. But let's just don't argue.
So, Matt, what happens is, they keep muting us after a few seconds, but I keep unmuting us because the moderator can lock it all down, but they're not in there right now.
Okay. So you unmute us, and we just say, like, fuck you, you piece of shit. Like, start hyping Brother Carlos. Call her a false prophet.
It's supposed to be quiet prayer, please.
You go to goddemon.com. www.goddemon.com.
Please press. You are now unmuted.
I have rejected your prayers. I've been rejected.
www.goddemon.com.
Get ready to say it quicker.
Please press 1. You are now unmuted.
www.goddemon.com.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Anyway. We shut them down.
There's another one out there starting, I think.
All right, yeah, we'll do that one. It gets a little crazy. Yeah, so what happens is at first they get all shocked, you know, and then I bounce this back and forth. But then at some point someone starts hitting an option there to mute everybody, right?
Okay.
But you can just take yourself off of mute after they do that.
Yeah.
You kind of have to listen for them to hear. You kind of hear them hitting keys. You're like, oh, okay. They got it. Yeah. Usually pretty quickly when it gets to that point, they're doing it really quickly.
Oh, this is sex addicts.
Okay, sex addicts. Oh, this is different.
I still don't know why y'all fuck with fucking our people and you don't just call like dummies that run businesses and just squares. Like,
what do you mean our people?
Hello.
I think of us as weirdos. We make prank calls and shit. Like, we're sex addict type people. Like, why not just call business people and regular people? Like, that's who I like fucking with. Not like, I don't like calling whores.
If you are not the host, please press the star key. We will now connect you to your call. Please say your name.
I love how, like, when I call Brother Carlos, I can say I'm a demon and it connects to
him. Still recording our name.
Dude, Carlito, you got mad numbers on your show. It's still fucking 128 over this fucking Dwight now.
For 2 in the morning, talk
or about I don't know. But it's fucking like right.
Sex Addicts is broken, there. Mr. Dwight. Sorry. Well, we had fun. We shut down one. We can check him again. Let's see if
there's a there's a backup anyway. Number. Hang on here.
All right. Right.
Nashby says that an airport is federal jurisdiction and airports are federal jurisdiction. All airports are federal jurisdiction. So marijuana is still illegal at a federal level. Yeah. Okay. So Nashby thinks it's a federal thing. If you try to travel across from one recreational state to another, even if they're direct.
Dude, you just be white and be dodgy and you're fine. That's what that is.
Is that all it takes?
Yeah.
All right, you got me a backup number, Dwight? Is this is for...
I'm pissed.
Yeah, it's right there in the main chat.
Welcome.
Just to let you know
conference.
Which...
Please input your access code, followed by the pound key.
Oh, wait. Into the old one again. Just let me know what?
The unmute for this one is 4-star.
At the tone, please record your name for announcement to the call organizer, and then press the pound key to enter your conference.
Damn it.
You will now enter the conference.
Supposedly it started about 40 minutes ago.
Yep. Well, that one's dead.
I didn't see any more overeaters starting up, I don't believe.
No.
Let me go check. I'll double check.
We'll try that old one again, see what's up with that.
Yeah. You know what I did find with the Overeaters Anonymous? Oh, you were with me about the online chat, the online meetings in the chat room.
Yeah. That was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling our telephone meeting.
There are currently 50 other participants in the conference.
You want and ask that person how he or she is achieving it.
Hi, moderator. Excuse me for interrupting.
Meeting.
Is it possible that to clear the
meeting is an opportunity to identify our common problem.
Please press 1 to mute. You are now unmuted.
The 12 steps. And here you receive.
I brought my dicks just too hard.
Excuse me, but is there a...
In addition to face-to-face meetings, OA offers telephone and online meetings. Telephone.
Please press 1 to mute. You are now unmuted.
Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Daily.
Please press 1 to mute. You are now unmuted.
Internal orgasms.
She's all breaking up now.
Please press 1 to you are now unmuted.
Okay, she seems to be having trouble with her phone line. Does anyone else want to take over?
Hello, this is Dixie. Has Carlos come in?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, he has not.
Please press 1 to mute or unmute yourself. You
one of Carlos'
unmuted.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, this is Carlos.
Thank you. I called Carlos for you.
I'm right here.
Thank you. Okay, look, Lisa, Carlos is there.
I'm here.
No, that's not Carlos.
Yes, I am, Carlos.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Motherfucker.
Okay, we know you're not.
You have been kicked from this conference.
that confirmed you were not Carlos.
The audience might not know, doesn't know actually, but the contact name for the moderator for that call was, you know, Carlos. We saw that info. Funny. I think Carlos is.
Have we tried any Toys R Us's tonight?
They closed, according to the internet. They closed.
What? Well, those fuckers been open years past.
I know, but they decided. I know the horse thing, but they closed at 11 p.m. 11, 12, 12.
Yeah. Oh, I had a toy idea I wanted to ask them if they had in stock.
The last of them have closed already.
Is anyone... Even on West Coast?
Yeah, yeah. They just closed. On the West Coast. Michael's are open. Michael's, the craft store, I guess it is. They're open for another hour on the West Coast. Let's see if I can find any.
Those family friendly motherfuckers.
Are they really? Fuck that. We'll see about that. Let's see. So the east side of town. There we go. Safer area. And here it goes.
Thank you for calling Michael's, where creativity happens. Please listen to the following options.
Okay.
Kirkland Michael's, how may I direct your call?
Hi, dummy. How are you?
This is Norma.
Oh, hey,
you
Norma.
Michael.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. That's right. I'm calling. Yeah, I wanted to see if you have this over there.
Oh, hold on one moment, please.
Okay.
What are you doing, dumb fuck?
Hey, dumb fuck. Big Fat Norma.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hey, yeah, I was just talking to Big Fat Norma. She said she's going to transfer me for someone to check, see if you guys had this in stock.
Yeah, what do you got?
I need a horsey cat.
A horsey cat?
Yeah.
Okay, one second.
Okay. You're a horsey cat.
Your face is...
Yeah, I just tumped over. Just trying to send a message. I'm freaking out the whole thing. But I fall over.
You bounced back? What'd you do? You fell down?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Oh, no. Really? Don't do that. No, don't fall.
Well, like when you have a lesion in your brain.
Oh, she's gone. Did you really fall over? Oh, I'm sorry. We got to cut the show off then. All right, guys. That's
no, you know.
But when you do fall, you got to make it funny at least.
And then let's say.
You should carry a slide whistle around with you, so when you fall, you just fucking get a slide whistle.
You got a point, man.
Yeah, you should just jerk it off a little bit while you're down there.
Michael, how can I help you?
Hey, honey, baby.
Hi.
Hi, I was trying to see if you had an item in stock.
Okay, let me put you on hold and get an employee to help you. Hold on.
What do you do there?
What was that? Sorry.
What do you do there? You just answer the phone?
Yeah, I'm just the cashier, so I'm going to find an employee that's on the floor to help you.
Why did you come back like that, like confrontational? Like if
oh, sorry. I thought I'd cut you off.
No.
You'd be fucking rude.
No. Hey, sweetheart. How you doing? My name is Matt fucking Heller. Okay. Dude, Archie he tried to like make that show so good. Like,
dude, I remember once 4 a.m. and he's still fucking calling.
Small Walmart, Tommy, I direct your call. Hello.
How you doing? I need to speak to electronics, please.
Well, we'll give it a try. It's a silent hold.
All right, we'll make it happen there, sweet tits.
Silent hold. You remember 4 a.m. and. Had he put ads in Craigslist for yes, it was ads in Craigslist for people to call for a car. And he was sending people to a Papa John's. You remember this?
Yeah.
People kept showing up at the Papa John's.
Remember how he got that? How he got his AT&T bill to like -$1,000 every month? Like Rob knows he's like when we went to the DEF CON And, like, he went to, like, the goddamn social engineering course and did well.
I don't know. I just remember at some point there was a dude on his cell phone, and Rob's like, no, come on. Come to the door. Come to the door. And they found, no, they had to close down the freaking Papa John's because people kept
shutting. Electronics can help you?
Yeah, you're doing that. I was calling to see you got a toy in stock.
Which toys?
Yeah, toys. It's some Legos. I'm looking to see if you got the Build the Wall Lego set.
Give me a moment. I mean, you're talking about the one in the Black Friday or the regular one?
Yeah. It's the Build the Wall Lego set, but I want to make sure it's the whole set, you know, so they could build the wall. It came with like 15 or 20 little Hispanic figures with it, and along with like two or three little white figures with whips.
Right. Let me go double check it, sir.
All right, double check. See if you got it.
All right.
All right.
Fake looking.
I don't think he was getting your jokes.
It's because he's foreign.
Can you drop the dad's phone number in here so we can call him? You got it?
Hey, do you want to tell the Nashville story?
Yeah, we could tell Nashville story. What happened with Nashby, the hotel thing? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The wedding trip thing?
Yeah, he was on a wedding trip, and we called his last weekend. What was that?
He was down in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, we
called Puerto Rico. Whoa, black people. Whoa.
We called the hotel he was staying at, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I said that, yeah, there's a chicken, like I always do the press, said there's a chicken loose in my hotel room in Puerto Rico, and they sent someone to wake him up. He was in the middle of porking his wife. They interrupted it.
He was mid-stroke fucking his wife, and the room service, room service came up there to get this fucking chicken out of his room.
Hello, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, sir. Yeah, I didn't see any Legos.
You sell a lot of them?
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't see any.
What about the Hot Wheels? The Hot Wheels has the track. It's the Trump protester set. The one where you can send the cars around and you put the protesters on the track and the cars hit them?
I don't know. Let me go double check it, too. Just give me a moment.
Okay, double check that one. Maybe ask someone.
Shout out to Eric Days out there. There's Zach Sintel. Zach Sintel, we're currently in the Dark Stranger Coven. We're in tinychat.com/prankcallnation.
Is Dark Stranger in there?
No, I just saw like that call, it's saying she's like can't be. I dragged her in, but I think when you guys got to click on her.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Whoever's hosting the call, but it's late.
I guess the dad told me Nashby said he almost answered the door naked. He said he almost forgot to go grab a towel. And so he was being really rude to the people that came to the door. So like his wife got really pissed off. So he got like no more pussy on the rest of the trip.
His wife got mad at him. At him for being rude to the Puerto Rican.
Electronics.
Hey, are you Puerto Rican?
Whoa.
Are you Puerto Rican? Oh. Oops.
Oh, that sends him over the edge.
Puerto Rico. Whoa.
Just looking for a reason to get out of that. A weak reason to get out of that.
I dragged to dead in here. You just have to click on him.
Puerto Rico. Oh, my God. How did my YouTube went up to 755 subs.
Awesome.
YouTube.com/666. HILL0CK666.
You've been putting your shows in there, so.
Yeah.
That's helping out, probably, right?
Dude, you know those things take 3 days to render? It's so crazy.
Really? Oh, on the computer that you're using. Your video card. It's all video card, man.
It's not. I'm not doing it. Somebody else. It's a website doing the shit. Man, I ain't gonna churn that shit up.
Oh, yeah, fuck that, right?
They get all the GIFs. I can give them a basic outline and they just do it.
That's pretty cool. I like the things that it picks for your background.
Yeah, it does pretty good. I every now and again it shows some, like a lot of things I pick villains and shows stupid Loki from the Thor movies. And I'm like, then it's fucking faggot and wrecked for me and I throw it away.
And you're not down with that, like Loki.
It's just too new and it's not like a traditional villain, I don't think.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Is Milkman still there?
Milkman, yes, he is. He's muted.
Holy shit, I ain't talking to Milkman in a minute. I heard him on the show earlier.
Yeah, he was saying hi to you before. I'm trying to add the dead here. Add your group call. Here we go.
Yo, I slayed MCs back in the what the fuck do you want?
What do you want? He's away. I don't think he's in
I'm DR banging my wife.
Is he in the DR right now? I'm trying to remember. I never know. He's always somewhere. He's probably back in Chicago for Christmas. Or Thanksgiving.
Who's in Chicago? Hit me up.
The dead.
Well, tell him to hit me up. This is album needs graphic design. Thanksgiving sucks. Thanksgiving sucks. Thanksgiving sucks.
I remember when you had to call his dad and like give him an update on where the hell he was at one time. That was crazy.
Alright, I'm starting to lose focus. I need to get to some more of these 24-hour numbers here before we call it quits, though.
You tried calling Atlas's mom back at any time?
Which one?
Atlas's mom.
No, don't have the number, do you?
Oh, I used to. I think I just got rid of it not too long ago. I used to have it saved.
Man, I messed up your Parkman had confirmed numbers like in California and stuff. Probably closed by now. There were restaurants. I think there were restaurants. So there were 24-hour lines in here. Let me see. Cracker Barrel. Okay. I don't think, is it a 24-hour run? No, Cracker Barrel.
Some of them are. I just hate they don't serve beer, though.
Yeah. Well,
try
on the highways, right?
Try Golden Corrals. They were staying open for Thanksgiving.
Really? But not this late, yeah. Though. Not this late.
Maybe.
West Coast, they might be.
It's like 11 p.m. on the West Coast. They're closed.
I'll check on it.
Oh, shit. East Bay. I remember I used to always be into the East Bay catalog because they had the sneakers in it.
Bet you Zappos is still open.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to East Bay. You sneakerhead, yeah.
I was in high school. I always get the East Bay and I bring the newest one. Everyone's like, oh, yo, let me check.
Like, the only sneaks I ever liked were the suede Pumas or old school Adidas.
Hello?
Sorry,
sorry.
Response release
and
call. Thanks for
calling.
Yeah, thanks. Yay, Matt. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hang on.
I can't tell when, dude, when you're not calling on Skype, I can't.
Customer service. Yeah, it's all right. This call may be or recorded.
Okay. Thanks for calling East Bay Customer Service. This is Mahat. How may I help you?
Yeah, I want to get that East Bay magazine.
Yeah, I can help you with that. Have you ever had a catalog from us before?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago, back 97, 96, 95.
All right, let's see.
Computer?
Yeah, I don't know what he was seeing because you gave him no data.
All right, and may I have your phone number, please?
866-302-9441.
And your first and last name?
Cross. Rivera.
And, for the billing address?
Because that was my parents' house a long time ago. I don't even remember.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
That was my parents' house a long time ago. I don't even remember.
No, I'm talking about the one you want me to send it to.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know where I'll be when you send it.
Okay. It is Thanksgiving mystery that nobody knows.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to be when it comes here, you know? Like, when do you send it?
In approximately 1 to 2 weeks.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. Can you start sending it now? Then I'll call you back maybe, let's say, on Wednesday, next Wednesday, and give you a better idea, like, where I'll be?
Well, I actually actually a better idea is that you give us a call back when you know when you, where you want us to send you it.
Well, isn't that what I'm just saying?
I don't know, was it?
I said I'll have a better idea maybe, let's say, on Wednesday where I'm going to be. So you could start sending it now. And then, you know, I'll call back on Wednesday and say, oh, yeah, this is where I'm going to be, you know?
No, but it doesn't work that way, sir. You'll have to give us a call back on Wednesday.
Okay, and do what different?
And know where you want us to send it to.
Well, I'm telling you, I'll have a better idea, you know?
All right, well, I'll look forward to hearing from you, sir. Thanks for calling East Bay. You have a nice night.
All right, bye.
Hey, maybe he could just send a catalog to everybody in the country, and then it'll get you.
Yeah, can you just send it over here, like in general, the general area?
Well, you know, I do have to advise you that this call is being, you know, I can send this call to a trace so that we can trace your call.
Oh, that's great. What kind of, how do you do that, sir?
How do you call it? Do you have a button? Do you push to do that, or how does that happen?
Let me do it. One moment.
Oh, hang up button.
Oh, this is good. I think it's just a hold button, and the coward doesn't know what to do.
I remember one time this guy said he was going to trace me, whatever. So, yeah, you just hold. I'm like, okay, and I held, and he transferred the call to 911. I just straight up told him, yeah, look, I was calling a place, and the guy said he was going to transfer it. He put me through to you. He's like, no, he's like, I think you vaguely remember that.
Thank you for calling.
I just told him, yeah, straight up, I called this place.
Your call will be answered as quickly as possible.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
They're not going to trace it back to me. It's freaking from the hotel. Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hotel, I think.
I don't understand the problem of just saying dumb things to people. Like, motherfuckers, I'm triggered and I'm bothered.
I'm going to start to send this for a trace. Whatever that's
supposed to mean. I have no idea. I have no idea how these people think they do that. I've worked in the phone company for, like, many years.
Hello? Hello?
My name is Stacy. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. I was calling because there was someone over there. He was supposed to talk to me about putting a trace in for me.
For a lost package?
No, just because I was calling in and he had an attitude problem. He said he was going to have a trace put on me. So I'm waiting still.
Okay, well, what can I try and help you with today?
Well, I mean, I'd rather not explain it all over again. Can you check with the guy there? He sounded kind of, like, ethnic a little bit. See why he was putting a trace on me.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know who you had spoken to, so I have no way of doing that.
The ethnic guy, you know?
No, I don't know anybody by the ethnic guy.
Oh, shit. I think he sits next to gay guy.
Don't know who that person is either, sir.
Oh, okay. What department are you in?
You called the call center.
Okay, well, I have a copy of the catalog here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I needed to know more information about this one right here.
About an item?
Yeah, this one right here.
Okay, what's the product number?
Oh, I'm showing it to you right here.
Oh, I can't see it through the phone.
Well, let me turn my camera phone on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there. I mean, I could turn the light on a little more. Can you not see it?
No, I can't see anything through your camera phone.
Can you turn your light on? Maybe then you'll see it.
No, I cannot.
Shit. What do I do then?
You would have to give us the product number.
Okay, so where is it down here, the product number? What side is it on?
Depends on the side that the item's on.
Well, this one here, I mean... You tell me.
Okay, so it should be next to the item.
Okay. This one here? This is 37.50.
That doesn't come out matching anything.
All right, it has like an S and the lines going through it.
That wouldn't come out matching anything either.
Okay. 202-57-0 0 1 0.
The Jordan Hydro 5?
Yeah, I want to take those and hit you right on top of the head with it real hard.
Well, that's very nice. That won't happen, but thank you for letting me know.
No, you know, I will do it. I want to. It's just a thought.
I don't really care that you want to, sir.
It's just a thought.
Anything else I can help
you with?
It's just
a thought, though, you know? Just like the... I would go way back. I would bring my hand way back like a motherfucker. And I would go, bang! Like that.
I'm sure you would try, sir.
Yeah.
Was there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, but before that, I would clap the left and the right one together and say, hey, you want this? And go, pow, pow, like clap them real hard. So I'll make them warm for you. I'll clap them against each other real hard. Then I'll take the right one and I'll go way back and go, bam, bada, boom, like that. Knock you right in the ground. And then the left one, I'll open your mouth and I'll stuff it in your mouth after I wore it. In a porta potty where all the piss and shit and the pee pee and shit is all over the floor. Can I give you a different number? Hello, ma'am? Woo! Alright, whatever.
I like that. See, I could tell you were doing good, so I muted myself.
This call may be monitored or recorded.
Because I was laughing like crazy.
Happy holidays from Eastbay Mobile. My name is Linda. How may I help you?
Big Linda. I've got product number 202-57005. Hello.
I'm sorry, one more time. 202-57005. Jordan Hydro 5, size 4499, what size?
Yeah, well, I want to take the right one in the size 13.
What do you mean the right one?
Well, the right one is the one I need.
The cool gray hyper orange, black and white?
The right one, the right side one. For the right foot?
You get a right and a left side foot.
Yeah, but I just see the right foot.
We only sell pairs.
So I'll also get the left foot side?
Yes.
Okay, then if I don't wear it, then I can do whatever else. I can just put it away, right?
Yeah.
All right, maybe I could just pick it up and go all the way back with it with my hand and hit you right in the head with it.
Don't you have something better to do?
It's no, well, that's just a thought. It's just thinking, you know? I don't want to do that, but it's just a thought.
Was there anything else?
Well, I mean, would you prefer I do another one instead?
Another what?
Another shoe? Okay. Yeah, 202-57-120.
Are you trying to place an order?
Well, 202-57-120. Look it up.
Jordan Hydro 5
the
white.
Do you have that in a 12 in a white? First of all, it's metallic silver and wolf gray. It's not white.
I have white, metallic silver, wolf gray. Yes.
Exactly. Do you have it in a 12?
Yes.
All right, that's the right one. I'll take that one. I'll throw that at you. I'll just throw it at you. Maybe I hit you, maybe I don't, you know? Yeah. I mean, your chances are 50-50. I'm not that good of a throw, you know? Can I just throw these like a boomerang? Will they come back?
No.
Okay, well, you think maybe they hit you if I threw them?
They might by accident.
Oh, good, good. All right, how many of these can I get to throw at you?
Are you going to place an order, or...?
All right, I'm going to put my supervisor on the line, Matt Hillock. He had an order. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, lady. I'm calling out them right shoes. And the gray you were calling it?
Wolf Gray.
A speed,
okay.
Speed Wolf
guys,
Gray.
I'm going to release the call. We have business going on.
No, Ed, this is business. I'm like, we got a lot of fucking one-armed guys or legged.
Look at the first shit. These guys just go. Yeah. That's
I apologize.
That's fine. You did fine. And I just want to throw shoes now.
The motherfucking children.
All right. I was East Bay. Yeah. Cracker Barrel Restaurant.
I used to see their things back in the day. Like, when you're talking about, like, sneaker catalogs.
Yeah, it was a sneaker paper catalog that came out and had sneakers in it. No Airwalks. Not your kind of stuff, though.
No, I did, like, I rocked the Airwalks and Vans when I was, like, skater kid, but then I got hip-hop dude, like, you know, Shelto, Adidas, and Pumas. Like, that was my joy, going to weird little stores, find the old suede Pumas and shit. So, like, I know some
Your
shoes.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check.
Sorry, I had an extra one there.
I did the Jordans and shit, the big fires, and never got, like, into Timmy.
Not wide enough, man. Jordans are not.
But I.
Cracker Barrel, Spread Out, may I help you?
Cracker Barrel, thank God you're open.
We're not open, actually. We're closed.
Well, come on, motherfucker.
What are we going to do?
Come on, motherfucker. Come on.
Then why'd you answer the phone, motherfucker?
Because I was right next to it.
All right, so if you're not open now, that means there's no Jews in there, right? So we can come in?
No, we're not open, period, man. I'm sorry. Oh, we close at 10 p.m.
Oh, I got a dog named Blondie, if you know what I mean.
No.
Wink, wink, say no more, say no more. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah. This is Cracker Barrel. I heard you guys kind of down. White National Socialism?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. It's just a misunderstanding. I'm sorry, officer.
Okay.
I smell tuna. I gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Carly, with that number right now, is somebody on Facebook Live at Hello? McDonald's working?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, but this is Leslie with Papa Lock. What can I do for you?
Oh, hey, Leslie. I'm calling because my wife locked me out of the house. I need to get back in so I can smack that fucking bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Let me place you on a pre-post.
All right. You got a what? A Facebooker live?
Yeah, she. Never mind. She ended it. She was working at McDonald's, and she was on Facebook Live.
Some of them
I was trying to find some pearls for you.
Black Friday oysters? Yeah. Big night for Black Friday.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to my dispatcher. Please hold on.
Hurry up. Pop lock, yeah, pop lock.
Thank you, Mr. Pop Lock. This is Molly. May I help you?
Yeah, my wife locked me out of the house. I need to get back in there so I can smack her.
Just one second. What city are you located in?
Petaluma.
I'm sorry?
Petaluma, California.
Okay, one second. See, hold on just one moment.
God damn it. I don't know if they're a national company. I thought they were in New York. Shit. I don't know why I came up with Petaluma, California, but we're going with it.
It's free. It's all the cool cats are hanging out.
I think they're a national network. We're good.
Dun 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 dun. Did you do, like, a big white boy Thanksgiving today?
No, it was multicultural.
Ah, okay.
But it was fucking white people stuffing. I hate that shit.
I like the one my, like, mom's... It, like, it's just bread because I'm not down with celery or fucking
That's
vegetables.
White people. That's white people stuff.
Yeah.
My mom, the way you make it... First of all, she used ground beef in the... Straight stuffing.
No, stuffing's just bread and butter and water.
White people stuffing is.
Yeah.
She put walnuts
in. Okay, you said Petaluma?
Aluma, Petaluma.
Petaluma.
You also look at Brooklyn.
E-L and then a space L-U-M-A?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look like we go out to that area, unfortunately.
What about in Brooklyn, New York?
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
And what service is it for?
Well, I'm locked out of the house. My wife locked me out of the house, so I need your guy to come over and kick the door in. I'm going to beat the shit out of her when I get inside.
Yeah, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to do that for you.
Well, I got papers. I got my papers and everything. I own the house.
And that's fine. And the cops will be able to get you in then.
No, they won't. They won't. They said I had to call you guys. They said it was a non-emergency. I called the non-emergency. I called 911 first. I said, sir, please stop calling. It's a non-emergency. Call the non-emergency line. We'll have an officer arrest you. So I called non-emergency, and they said they were going to have the shift captain call me. And then the shift captain called me like an hour later, and he said, no, sir, you need to call a private unlocking locksmith, he said, to call a private.
Okay,
that I had
it
to
in
call
Brooklyn?
A private one. Yeah.
Okay, what's the address, and I can see if we go out there.
It's 123 Fakay Street.
Spell the street name for me.
F-A-K-E, with an accent over the E. Hey.
You said 123, F-A-K-E?
Fakay, F-A-K, and then like... You know the French E or the Puerto Rican E, mm-hmm. that has the little line coming out the top? Like an enye?
Is there a crossroads that's nearby?
Yeah, Jelk Avenue and 22nd. I'm getting tired of this. Listen, motherfucker, you need to help me out, motherfucker. All right. Or you need to put a man on the phone.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it doesn't look like we go out there.
No, you need to go. Right now. Send a man over the phone, kick them in, kick down the door. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Carlito, are you able to call Cambodia?
Carlito, whoa.
I could try. Well, who's in Cambodia right now?
I was looking for more pearls, or actually looking for some.
Oh,
I've never, at a cafe shop.
I've never been to one of those opening parties with you guys. It's interesting.
They're fun. Yeah, they're fun. I need the... Is there a country code there?
I think that's
855, apparently. Dude, if not, I could host for a while if you guys want.
Well, I'm getting tired.
I got internet. Oh, you're crashing.
Yeah, I'm crashing. Someone else should take over and keep 24 hours going like we used to back.
Oh, I'm not doing all that, but I'm saying I could stay on this. Number and dial
again. Before shit got fucked up.
Yeah.
Let me try a +44 in front of that. I don't know if that's gonna work, but we'll try.
Your call cannot be completed.
Yeah, it's gotta be country.
Let me try Cambodia country code here. Yeah, it's 855.
That's the country code?
Yeah. Dialing Cambodia.
Yeah, I have world.
From USA.
You don't even dial through Skype, so.
You have to do, like, 011 is the U.S. exit code. Dial first for international calls made from U.S. or
Look
Canada.
At you, man. It's like you work at a fucking CO. Look at you, nigga.
Yeah, it's a cool look.
I like it.
Uh-oh. Look at that.
You got action.
Get a job with...
No.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Okay, good. Are you doing okay? Are you fine?
Okay,
yeah, I'm looking for the woman who's making the
coffee. Sorry, who are you?
The woman making coffee. Coffee.
Oh. No, because my coffee is I'm paying to my friend. I'm not
I can't believe I'm in Phnom Penh now.
What?
Chairman talking.
Client.
Let me talk to Coffee. Let me talk to JJ. JJ?
Hello?
JJ?
JJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Please.
Hello, friend.
Hi, JJ.
Where are you now?
Oh, I'm in the toilet.
Are you in the toilet?
In the toilet,
You have Phnom Penh, I have Siem Reap.
Shut up. Hey, you know Pol Pot? Pol Pot.
You know, the song Holiday in Cambodia.
Pol Pot?
I don't know, sorry, I don't know.
Can I speak to JJ Pitch Pitch? JJ Pitch Pitch? I don't think that's a real name, you know? I don't think that's a real name.
It's Holiday in Cambodia. Don't forget to pack your wife. It's all I get. You'll work harder with a gun on your back for a bowl of rice a day. This is a good song.
A Navy song?
That was my last, like, very least punk rock singing the punk rock song.
Yeah?
Like, mumbling it under my breath.
Yeah. Alright.
Like, whispering it. I don't want t-shirt here. You'll work harder with a gun on your back for a good bowl of rice a day.
Winding down. Let me do one or two more and we'll get out of here.
I can feel you winding down. Have you been going for 5 hours or something, Doc?
Four something. Just four. Just about four. After intro, about 4 hours.
I think 3 is my fucking, like, around 3 hours I get like, this is fucking stupid. They start hating everybody I'm talking to.
Yeah, I get like, yeah, if unless it's really popping off, I'm like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, it just gets like, I could just eat a fucking sandwich. Yeah. It's fun. But like, no, it doesn't need to be after the show.
Alright, one more then. Do I have any recommendations, numbers that you know that are available? I don't think.
Let me drag some like garbage numbers in there if you just want some. Like, I can try Phil, the fucking Did You Get the Cancer guy?
Hey,
and shit, if I poke Smod, I've killed him tonight already.
Here's Kitchen Aid Artist. Hey, Milkman.
What up, buddy? Nice to hear from you.
He got high on marijuana and passed out.
To ensure proper handling.
I did that earlier today, too. Like, I heard him on, and then I was like, nope.
Remember that time Milkman fell asleep on the air and then he would admit that he fell asleep?
I know there's old recordings of me falling asleep on the air. But no, on your show, on fucking... Hey, here's... I'll wait to drag it till this starts to pick up, and this is...
Hi, this is Dee. How can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to get that mixer.
What's the name of the mixer?
I don't know. It's a big mixer that was on the TV. The mixer, it spins the machine. It goes around, around, around.
Make the dope pizza.
Kitchen and Art. Kitchen and Fartisan.
Oh, you mean Artesian Kitchen?
Fartisan. Yeah.
Artesian?
Yeah.
Oh, you talk about the Artesian.
Fartisan.
Kitchen mixer.
Fartisan. Fartisan. KitchenAid Fartisan mixer. The guy was using it.
You mean Artesian, sir?
No, Fartisan.
We have Artesian.
No, he farted in it. He farted in it, and he turned it on. He's like, hey, look at this. And he farted. He said, I'm silly. And he farted in it, and he turned it on, and it came out brown.
And that's what makes it so erotic. Like, hey, here's Philip Gordon. I don't know if we'll pick up, but it's one of my go-tos, you know?
Thank you for calling. This is the cancer guy. May be recorded. Please stand on the line to continue.
I don't think that's him, though. Did you get the cancer yet? My son died of cancer. They're waiting for you in hell.
Hello?
This is Lydia. May I help you?
Hey, Clydia. I'm calling for the KitchenAid artisan mixer.
I'm sorry? I can barely hear you.
The KitchenAid's fartisan mixer? Hello? You're muffling the microphone that you talk into.
I'm sorry?
She's got it in her butt.
You got phone in your butt? I mean, I can't hear you talking. She didn't hit the button. She clanked on me, man.
Hey, you didn't try fucking my man.
Cancer go.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. To ensure
I think he might pick up from like a weird number, whatever you're calling from.
Alright, I'm calling from Carlos.
He's got the best tracks.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling. My name is Angel, and I'll be helping you out this evening. May I have your zip code to pull up the offer, please?
32808.
All right, thank you, and this call may be recorded for quality purposes. Are you okay?
Yeah. That's fine.
All right. And what were you calling in about this evening?
The KitchenAid's fartisan mixer.
All right.
It comes with the attachments, correct?
It does come with the, yeah, it does come with attachments. Hold on.
The one with the plumbus attachment?
Plumbus?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that one. I'll take a look at it.
Right. Are you like a convict, or are you like in a house or a call center? Or?
Am I a convict or
yeah,
in a house or a call center?
Yeah, a lot of places work out of home. A lot of places work in the prison, or a lot of places you take the calls in a center, like you're, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm not in prison.
Okay. No, seriously, I call places like, yeah, I'm in prison, you know.
Yeah, I order a lot of stuff online. I've never called a prison.
Well,
were you interested in...
They set up call centers in, like, Pelican Bay has a call center, even.
I don't know where Pelican Bay is. Is that a prison?
Yeah, it's in California.
Oh, really? I live in San Diego. I've never heard of it.
You never heard of Pelican Bay? I think it's Los Angeles, like the Los Angeles one, I think.
I stay far away from Los Angeles.
Yeah, and in Oswald State Correctional Facility?
I don't know about that one either.
Yeah, it used to be Oswald State Penitentiary, and it became a correctional facility when it got bought by it became a level 4 maximum security prison.
Yeah, I'm not real informed about prisons.
I know a few.
Not really. All right, now were you calling in about our television offer or just the attachments?
Well, I mean, I need to know about the plumbus attachment specifically. I need to use that.
Plumbus. Again, I've never heard of a plumbus attachment. Can you explain to me what it is? Maybe we have it down in something else.
It's plumbus, you know.
Yeah, it's
kind of purplish, purplish pink. It's fleshy. It has a long part and then like a donut part.
A donut part. Now, that sounds a little alien to me.
It looks very alien, but you fuck it and you ejaculate whatever you're gonna make in the mixer so that everything is a part of you. You know, like whatever you ejaculate in, it becomes a part of you.
Yeah. No, I think that's a totally different product altogether. I don't think that's a KitchenAid.
No, it's there. The guy was showing it.
And where exactly did you see this, on an infomercial, or was this on YouTube?
It was the infomercial on YouTube. It said paid that advertisement. Boy was working at the beginning, it says the following is a paid advertisement. Does not reflect the, you know, the views or policies of YouTube or Google Incorporated. That's what it said real quick, and then it went to.
Yeah, I'd be careful about what you saw on YouTube. So, were you calling to place an order this evening? I don't have a plumbus.
How many frogs can I put in the blender?
How many frogs? I guess it would decide. That would depend on the size of the frog.
Big frogs.
I guess if I was French, I might have the answer for that one. Unfortunately,
yeah. Fucking ignorant.
Yeah, I've never eaten frogs. Maybe Louisiana. You know, I'm from California, so we don't eat a lot of frogs.
Does it support gravy 2.0?
Gravy 2.0?
Yeah, does it support gravy 2.0?
No, I think we're up to gravy 3.0. That's becoming obsolete.
Yeah, but it's not a approved standard yet.
Not real big on information gravy technology.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, from what I learned, it was still an RFC for gravy 3.0.
Really?
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know.
It's,
you know, gravy technology is moving along at a fast pace nowadays.
Yeah,
know?
But it's just not the same. There's something really classic about a good analog 1.0 gravy, you know?
Yeah, I would check some of the chat rooms, maybe. Let me see. Is that Mac or PC?
No, neither. It's gravy, sir. It has nothing to do with that. Look, are you really getting on my case, all right, asshole? Motherfucker?
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you out with?
Yeah, go stand in the corner. Go stand in a corner there and pull your pants and your panties down.
Oh, yeah, I'm not wearing any of those this evening.
Oh, you dirty boy, you. All right, I'll see you later. All right, I got to go.
It's laundry day.
I got to go take a shit. I hear you, yeah, but all right, I got to go take a shit. See you, man. Bye.
All right.
Bye, legend.
Yeah, have a good evening.
Bye, legend. See you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
What?
Legend, everybody.
Is he a fake legend?
He sounds like...
Yeah, I don't think he sounded anywhere like a legend. I thought he sounded like a weird... Like, no, Lennon's a creepy old man. This sounded like, dude, sounded like a surfer, dude.
That guy sounded pretty old and creepy.
Like, he sounded a little Asian, but, like, I thought, like, surfer, dude. Like, everything's kind of cool. Like, you're not going to get a ride with him.
No.
Legends.
He had, like, Navy anchor tattoos on his biceps.
Oh, that is like, that's kind of like, but that's also just dorky old man.
Alright, I gotta go, man. That's it. I gotta go. My contract.
And
up.
We're calling it quits.
We're calling it quits. It's over. Alright, I want to say
give
thanks.
Give a shout out to all your patrons and tell everybody you love them.
I don't have it, but oh, Matt's patrons. Yeah.
Oh no, not mine. That sex is bullshit. Yo, you don't have any.
Nope.
Don't have, well, hey, everybody, thanks for listening, man.
Yeah.
It's like a Thanksgiving. I'm glad. Glad we share it all together, like buddies, just joking around, having fun. I dig it.
Yeah, thanks, motherfuckers.
Bye, Dwight. Yeah. Thanks for being on, Dwight.
For sure.
Yeah,
come on. Yeah. Hey, thanks for letting me on, guys. Yeah. I love you, Cass.
Okay, now I'll change my password. Milkman, are you still here? Can you take us out of here, please, sir? Milkman.
Oh, hermanito. All right, well, there you have it. Another action-packed, unexpected episode here at the CBS Madhouse. That's right, we do this every once in a while for you. That's right, the most interactive show you can find right here on the Internet. We drop the dime. We just ask you to give us the time. Bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy, because they're still welcome right here in the Madhouse. We couldn't do it without our fearless leader, the Generalissimo, the Hermanito, Mitsubishi himself, my brother, Hermanito. Thank you so much, man. We love you. Happy Thanksgiving. Don't work to you.
All right, good, Milkman. I hope you get your toilet fixed. Good luck with that tomorrow.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, dude. I'm going to try, man. It's kept me awake at night for so long, dude. I'm going to have to call the emergency hotline here for Overeaters Unanimous.
I bet. All right, we're out of here. Bye, everybody.
Oh.